Do you know my favourite word? I'm not feeling it right now, but discombobulated. That very naughty four-letter word that begins with C, which I know as a woman I'm not supposed to like, but I do. Jean-Pierre de Rosnay, absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much. He's editorial project manager at the Oxford English Dictionary. That's a great favourite word, though, jetsam. Although I think I'd go for flotsam over jetsam, but I'd still go for discombobulated first. I'm delighted to be joined in the studio now by Jake Yap, who's in for John Holmes this afternoon. Jake, I have to ask you, what's your favourite word?
I'm hardcore team flotsam all the way.
Team flotsam.
Go be flotsam.
Absolutely. So you'd go flotsam, favourite word?
Flotsam first, then jetsam. You know, I'm a man. These things
can't make a decision.
Are
you one of those people, if you came to my house and I said, you like tea or coffee, you go, or whichever, and I'd have to beat you over the head with a cricket bat to say that no one doesn't have a preference?
I can't.
You must be able to choose between flotsam and jetsam. Come on.
All right, I told you, team flotsam.
Team flotsam.
Team flotsam.
All right, we'll let you off.
There you go. Please put the cricket bat down.
They don't normally allow me to have weapons in the studio. No. I don't like this new word, post-truth. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. Genuinely, if someone used that to me, it's like when someone uses the phrase or the word stakeholder, I just immediately get the urge to be violent.
Stakeholder?
Stakeholder. But then people talk about, the key thing is, people who are stakeholders and windows in diaries and things, I just get the sudden urge to punch people in the face.
For me,
and
banter. I think banter's the one for me. I can't take banter.
Or banter with a Z on the end.
Any pun on banter. Banter clause. Oh, all of those. I can't take any of those.
Oh, God, yes. So people should be locked up for that.
No, yeah, exactly.
Talking of which, what bants are coming up on your show today, Joe?
Top bants. Oh, we got all the flotsam. We're going to be talking about South Park and, you talked about post-truth. Are we in a post-satire age? We're going to be talking some satirists about
why that. Bother making another series of House of Cards? That's the question.
Well, really, exactly. We're going to talk about Black Friday, of course. We're going to talk about I'm a Celebrity, talking to someone who knows two of the people in there. Very, very well. We're going to be talking about Trump University. Would you sign up?
I don't think it's going to exist much longer, judging by the lawsuits. Yeah, that sounds like an absolutely fantastic show. They'll be giving away free flotsam and jetsam.
Not both.
All right, make your choice. Make your choice, Jake Yap, in from 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Have a great day. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a 2-year-old son and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. It took me about 4 weeks to get my personal license together and my vehicle license together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get out of jail free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You can do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what, if you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in the car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
At Wix, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wix, let's do it right.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes. I'll turn up the headphones, can't hear myself. There we go. All right, how's it going? Just for one day only. It's a little midweek bonus for me, not necessarily for you. First, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, evidence underway in MP murder trial. Is Britain turning into an us and them society? And Clarkson's claims are dismissed.
Talk Radio.
A court's heard how the man accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox, said it's me when he was caught. It's the first day of evidence in the trial of Thomas Mair. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is at the Old Bailey.
The jury's been told Thomas Mair was in the middle of a residential road when officers closed in, and that he threw his arms out wide and said, "It's me." It was half an hour after Joe Cox had been shot and stabbed to death outside a library in her Yorkshire constituency in June. Mr. Mair had bullets and a gun on him, which had the safety catch off and was set in the firing position. He denies the charges against him.
Jeremy Corbyn claims the government has no plan for Brexit. The Labour leaders called on the Prime Minister to give better answers over what will happen when the UK leaves the EU. Theresa May hit back, saying she's getting on with the job while he's not up to it. MPs and charities have called the findings of a report on social mobility damning, saying it shows worrying divisions in Britain. The government's been warned many people don't believe they have a fair chance of moving up the ladder. Alan Milburn is the chair of the Social Mobility Commission.
Kids who are assessed at 5 years of age of having low ability from a wealthy background and nonetheless earn 35% more than kids from a poor background who are assessed as being really bright. So that tells you that there's something wrong, not just in our education system and our labour market, but in our society.
Three men have been found guilty of murdering a 16-year-old in a case of mistaken identity. Lewis Dunn was shot in the back on a canal towpath in Liverpool a year ago. The unemployment rate has fallen to a 10-year low. The jobless rate was 4.8% between July and September. And Stuttgart Airport has dismissed Jeremy Clarkson's claims that he was blocked from boarding a flight because the work on the gate was from Argentina. The presenter caused controversy when filming Top Gear in the country because the number plate of the car he was driving appeared to make reference to the Falklands conflict.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunny spells and blustery showers turning wintry over the Highlands. Dry in London and the South East with highs of 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate believes he's done what was asked of him as interim England manager. He's unbeaten in his four games in charge, despite seeing his side concede late goals to draw 2-2 with Spain at Wembley last night. It's reported that former international Graham Lasseau will be consulted in the process to appoint the next England boss. The English Football League says it's decided not to go ahead with plans to restructure the league pyramid. Proposals have been put forward to move from four divisions to five. They've decided to put the idea on hold after the Football Association ruled out staging more FA Cup games in midweek. England cricket captain Alistair Cook says they'll wait until just before tomorrow's second test with India before deciding if they'll make changes to their team. Fast bowler Chris Wokes is an injury concern and could be replaced by James Anderson. Andy Murray plays his second match at the ATP World Tour Finals tennis in London this afternoon. The world number one faces Japan's Kai Nishikori. Also this evening, Stan Wawrinka takes on Croatian Marin Cilic. And Great Britain have been named as world's best team at this summer's Rio Olympics. Team GB's women's hockey players also won the Best Female Team award. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dave, co-founder of Life's Kitchen, and we cater high-profile events all over the place. Sometimes my office is here.
Service!
Or here. And occasionally, here.
You have the power to be ready for anything. We have business broadband with a free backup Wi-Fi dongle so you're always connected. Search Vodafone Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
Free broadband dongle included on Vodafone Superfast Fibre and Phone Premium packages.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoon, it's Jake Yap here, sitting in for John Holmes. I killed him. I'm sorry. No, you know, for 20 years I've been trying this tactic of being charming and nice and thinking, you know, if I get people to like me, I'll get them to the top of the tree. And it's not, I've decided now for a sort of a more sort of machete-based approach. It's like a machete version of LinkedIn.
Nice.
Just eliminating the competition. I'm up for an award next week.
Oh, what for?
Best new voice. Again, nearly 25 years in broadcasting. And I'm sort of enjoying this last... I've got one more week now of being a sort of notional potential winner.
Mm.
Instead of being like a confirmed loser next time, next week. You know, so I'm sort of enjoying this time.
Oh, but, you might win.
Well, it could, like, you know, and the winner, by default, following a bizarre series of machete-related mishaps, is Jake Yap. Anyway, John Holmes is back tomorrow. Now, with the, we're delighted to be, and we're very proud, actually, to be here, because there's news today that the World Service is expanding. They're going to have 11 more languages. They're currently at 29. Just a reminder, really, this is the English language version of Talk Radio. We broadcast Talk Radio in how many languages?
Thirty.
Broadcast this in. North Korea are going to be getting the World Service for the first time. Sort of thought they might have wanted to get to that one a bit sooner, really. Kind of surprised they hadn't done that one.
I'm surprised the North Koreans are allowing that.
Well, I don't think they can stop, man. You can't own the air, man.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering if they should start broadcasting the World Service in American, just to give hope and information to an oppressed population. I'm just sort of imagining Americans listening in with the radio really, really softly in their apartments in New York, so their neighbours don't hear and report them. So, yeah, good luck to all of those people. So we stand in solidarity, broadcasting in 30 languages. We'll come on to that a little bit later. In the show today, oh, we've got so much stuff, man. We're going to talk about South Park. We're going to talk about Jon Stewart. We're going to talk about Black Friday. We talk about I Am a Celebrity. Are you watching I Am a Celebrity?
You know what? I haven't been able to, because I'm always either out or asleep, so I haven't been able to watch not one second of it.
Oh, dude.
Is it good? Are you watching it?
I love
it. It is a great show.
It is, isn't it? It is. And I don't understand people who say, oh, Ant and Dec are annoying. They're brilliant.
They're the best thing about it. They're the thing worth watching.
Yeah. Fantastic. Anyway, we're going to be talking to someone who knows two of the people in camp extremely well.
Really?
Yeah. Quite excited about that. It's really weird noise there. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It sounded like air escaping from a bullet wound.
It's my laptop turning on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Amazing. Have you put enough coal in? Also, we're going to be talking about Trump University. Donald Trump has quite a lot of pending lawsuits at the moment, one of which is about Trump University. And we're wondering what sort of courses they might run at Trump University.
I went to Trump. Yeah, you knew this, surely.
You saw
my graduation picture with him.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I thought you went to Lord Sugar Polly.
No, I went there and studied tax avoidance.
Was that a master's or a...
Yeah, master's.
Wow, that's good. Did you do the final exam or did you find a way to evade it?
I handed in the paperwork, but it was it was very unclear as a loophole.
Amazing. Yeah, it was sort of... It's on the register as being a third, I think you got, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Although you actually got away with the first.
That's good work.
What else is there? What courses do they do at Trump University?
Oh, they do loads. Loads, you know this. Gaudy interior design, they do. My housemate, he studied religious studies, brackets, the good ones.
Excellent. One more?
Sitting 101.
Sitting 101. Brilliant. If you've got any ideas for courses they really ought to be running at Trump University, why don't you share them with us? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or on Twitter, it's @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That was very tight.
There's a new bit as well. Once an hour, we have to say that the text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Okay, when will we do that?
Now.
Oh, brilliant. What we ought to talk, though, is Chagos in a little slot calls. It's horribly over-rehearsed, this show so far. What the hell is going on? Is my fader open? Can I play my jingle? I'll play my jingle.
What the hell is going on? There we go.
Back in 1971, we sort of sort of just sort of kicked some people off of the island they lived on. This was Che Goss and Diego Garcia. Sort of just because we sort of wanted to let the Americans build an airbase there. Ever since then, native people have been fighting for the right to return to their island home. This was all in the Indian Ocean, and the decision was finally made today. And the decision did not fall in their favour, it seems. Here to talk to us about that is Kevin Pringle. He's a Sunday Times columnist. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jake.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for talking to us today. So, can you outline the story as you see it? What happened here?
Well, it's a very little-known story. I guess most people in the UK probably have never heard of the Che Goss Islands, but it's an extraordinary story. You would think from hearing about it that it's something that would have happened hundreds of years ago when there was no concept of human rights or the equality of human beings. But it happened relatively recently, as you said. Basically, during the Cold War, the Americans were worried about Soviet expansionism in the Indian Ocean region and therefore wanted a military base. They looked at a number of options. Interestingly, the first option they looked at was an island just north of Madagascar called Aldabra. But that was ruled out because there were a lot of giant tortoises on the island. And they thought that if they went for that island, there would be a kind of outcry by environmentalists, ecologists, who would say you can't upset the population of giant tortoises. So they then decided to go to a place where there was no such problem, and simply remove the people of the Che Goss Islands. So effectively, the people of the Che Goss Islands were regarded as of being of less importance than tortoises.
Wow.
And they were essentially forced off their island, about somewhere over, I think, 1,800 people, through really, really brutal methods. I mean, basically, food supplies to the island were cut off, hospital services were cut off. And probably the most heinous act, the culture actually of the islands was particularly dog-loving, which I guess we can relate to in this country. We're a kind of dog-loving country. Mm-hmm. The dogs were all rounded up publicly. And
you self-censored there. I think your mobile phone signal just after. All the dogs were rounded up and what?
But they were gassed in public.
Jesus.
To happen, and obviously, if you're the people of the Che Goss Islands, you see that happening, then you're scared out of your wits. So there were a number of methods, really very brutal, but not least cutting off basically the kind of life support systems for the people of the Che Goss Islands, the health services, food supplies, that kind of thing. So there was really no alternative. They were taken away the islands, and they live in a number of places, and they were really dumped largely in some of the slum areas in the Seychelles. And quite a number actually live in the UK. There are expat communities of Che Gossians living in the UK, particularly in the area of Crawley, I believe, and I think some in Manchester as well. And they've been basically fighting for about 40 years now for the right to return, and they've been given some hope over these 40 years. They've had some successes in terms of the legal case. The right to return was recognised back in 2000 when Robin Cook was Foreign Secretary, but it was basically reneged upon. And it looks like, as you say, today's written statement by the UK government, not even having the courage, if you like, to give a verbal statement in the House of Commons so people can question them about it. But just, I think, a written statement today looks like it's going to be more bad news, unfortunately.
Wow. And so when will we know what the outcome of that is? What time is that due to happen?
I actually saw Jeremy Corbyn briefly refer to this at the beginning of his questioning of the Prime Minister at the start of PMQs there, before he went on to ask her largely about Brexit matters. And the Prime Minister said it would be published sometime this afternoon. So it's a question to watch this space. It'd be interesting, actually, maybe for your listeners to get a little bit back in, because it's really extraordinary. There was a deal...
Ah, oh, lost you again. Can you like bite on a coat hanger or something? it's not a very good signal there.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Is that okay now?
That sounds good.
Right. Apologies. I've moved about 6 feet. I was just going to say, it might be interesting for your listeners to get a little bit of some of the historical background again on this. Back in the 1960s, again, when obviously the US were looking for this particular island to build a military base on, and the Diego Garcia, which is obviously where it is within the Chagos Archipelago, was selected, then yeah. There was a deal that was kept secret from both the House of Commons and the United States Congress, which was that in return for the UK leasing Diego Garcia to America for the base, the then Labour government, Harold Wilson, got a £9 million discount on the Polaris nuclear weapons system. That's the predecessor to the current Trident system. I did happen to notice that one of the reasons that the UK government are intending to refuse the right of return to the Chagos people this afternoon is because a resettlement programme would cost something like £100 million. It's interesting, yeah. Actually, that £9 million discount on Polaris way back in the 1960s, if you look at it in terms of today's prices, that would be worth significantly more than £100
really?
Pounds. So I think it's a sum of money that is well affordable. Also, actually, Theresa May just last month made a speech at the United Nations where she diverted £100 million of money from the overseas aid budget to an effort to basically prevent migrants making it to Europe. So if £100 million can be diverted...
Wow.
Budget for that. I don't really see why that kind of sum of money couldn't be used to support a resettlement program for the Chagos Islands. There's a moral obligation here. I mean, I think everybody accepts, even presumably the government in the written statement today, accepts that it was a horrendous injustice done to the people of the Chagos Islands back in the 1960s and 1970s. Even the existence of the people was denied for many years. If I could just also read out another quote from the time that this was all going on. A British diplomat called Dennis Greenhill wrote to a colleague in the Foreign Office in 1966, and his quote was, quote, "Unfortunately, along with the birds," this is of the Chagos Islands, mm-hmm. "go some few Tarzans or Man Fridays, whose origins are obscure and who are hopefully being wished on to Mauritius." So the people were denigrated by being described as, quotes, "some few Tarzans or Man Fridays," which in my view is, apart from anything else, a racist, as being horrendously disrespectful. Dennis Greenhill was made a Knight Commander in 1967, upgraded to a Knight Grand Cross in 1972, and given a life peerage in 1974. So I think given that history, given that treatment, given that contemptuous language used to describe the people who previously lived on the Chagos Islands, and I think it's really time that they were given justice. And justice really means being allowed to go back to their homeland.
Well,
they were so forcibly and cruelly removed from back in the late 60s, early 1970s.
Well, we'll find out later this afternoon. The outlook is not particularly bright for them, it has to be said. We have to leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us today. That was Kevin Pringle, Sunday Times columnist, talking about the Chagos Islands and the plight of the people wanting to return to Diego Garcia. If you get word of it, I guess we'll share it with you right here on Talk Radio. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses.
Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, a breakdown closing one lane for the time being between junction 11 at Winchester South and junction 12 at Eastleigh. Queues on the cameras. In Kent, a London-bound M20, a breakdown once again closing one lane. Recovery works now commence between junction 10 at the A20 and junction 9 for Faversham. And finally, to Tyne and Wear through Sunderland. The northbound side of the A19 stop starts at the moment due to some debris on the carriageway between the A183 and the A1231.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford, go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Martin Roberts will be here on Saturday. I mean, the fact that he's on page 11 of the Daily Mirror, because he's going to be in the jungle. I mean, that's
is the show
material.
Coming live from the
probably,
jungle?
Probably is. I mean, the guy's committed. He's very committed to talk. What's that, telly? Right, bye. he's going to be in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Martin Roberts. We're claiming. Can we claim him now? We can claim him now, right?
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Can stick a flag in his head. Like, it's BBC One. They've had it. That's it, man. He's ours now. Martin Roberts. Going to be in the jungle. And we're going to talk to someone who knows him very well. His producer a little bit later on to find out how well she thinks he'll do. I'll give you a clue. Not very well. I don't mean that in a nasty way, but we'll find out more later, a little bit later on. In the meantime, we have been talking about the Trump University, which is sort of in the news because I had a news story and now I can't find it. People are basically suing Trump University because it's there it is. Oh, brilliant, well done. You're very good at this, Cornelius.
Cheers, yeah, just
it's
what I do.
As if, like, you know, all nice the muscles are hardened from daily use.
Yes, yeah, it's nice to hear it, Jake, actually.
Well, that's, you know I'm all about the love.
Yeah, John's not very forthcoming with his praise.
But then he's less handsy than I am.
Yeah,
so that's,
true.
You know, swings and roundabouts. Yes, he's being sued by former students of Trump University. It's brilliant, Cornelius. This is exactly what I needed. Brilliant. Do you want to take the rest of the day off? You've done so well. Please don't. they say they were duped into buying $35,000 courses at a defunct school. and apparently it sort of said that these were all specialists who were training people who were specifically handpicked and endorsed by Trump. And that turned out not to be true. And they were sort of giving real hard sell, trying to make people buy the elite package, whether or not they could afford it and stuff. And we were wondering, what sort of courses would you do at Trump University? Well, lots of you have been in touch already. You can text us. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet us. It's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Alex has been in touch and suggested advanced wig deshevelling. It's not a wig. It's not. Is it a wig? It's not a wig.
It's not. Jimmy Fallon famously touched it.
Oof. He earns his money, doesn't he? we've got some more. Sally has suggested sensitivity training. Thank you very much for that. And Matt suggests Slovenian hypnotism. There is a sort of glassy-eyed air, isn't there, to Melania sometimes. Where am I? I don't know. Here you are, darling. I got you this delicious apple. It's an onion, ladies and gentlemen. It's an onion. He's basically just like a Paul McKenna of Slovenian sexual coercion. Anyway, good times. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with a Trump University course.
Yes, please do. We should also talk about the World Service, shouldn't we? Because we knocked them into a cocked hat. There's been this big brouhaha about the World Service. They're making a big fanfare about the fact that they're rolling it out in 11 more languages. But right now, we broadcast Talk Radio in more languages than the World Service. We've got some here, haven't we?
Yeah, this is just an example. We've not together, just in case you didn't know about our World Service, Talk Radio's World Service.
Yeah.
This is just some of the talk radio in very different languages that we offer.
Here we go.
Talk Radio.
Afrikaans.
Oh, yeah.
Albanian.
Amazing.
البرامج الحوارية الإذاعية.
Arabic.
Let's just talk radio. Yeah. Amazing.
Radio.
Armenian. I don't have a word for the word talk.
I love radio.
That's Bengali.
Talk radio.
Bosnian.
I was going to say Bosnian.
Catalan. Catalan.
Mm.
Chinese.
Very different.
Radio Talk.
Croatian, that
amazing.
Talk Radio.
And Czech.
Amazing. Thank you very much indeed. when I say we broadcast Talk Radio in 30-plus languages, I literally just mean the words Talk Radio. I don't mean the station output. So we'll have some more of that later on. I've got a bit of a beef with some of the employees of Starbucks.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Why is that?
They haven't fully grasped the whole concept of the reusable cup.
Okay.
Not fully. In that, I bought a reusable cup, right? Because it's a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
And all the billions of disposable cups they use. And I like my disposable cup. It's a good thing. And it's like they need to invent plugs to put in the little holes in the top. Because then you carry around your empty coffee cup and you just get coffee dregs all over your bag or your pocket.
I see, yeah, yeah.
So that's a bit of a problem. Anyway, I gave my cup over and said, could you put a soy latte in that, please? Because I'm a metropolitan idiot. And they said, we can't write all of that on the cup. Anyway, they didn't want to write on the cup because it's a reusable cup.
What do they have to write on it? Your name?
My order, soy latte.
Okay,
idiot drink. So the woman was like, oh, what should I do? Don't want to write on his cup. It's his reusable cup. He might get cross. I know. I'll just get a disposable cup, put the reusable cup inside it, and then write the order on the disposable cup, make the beverage, and then remove the disposable cup, give him the reusable cup full of drink, and then throw away the disposable cup.
That is actually really bad, isn't it?
I know. And then I went to another one, and they didn't have any of the little cardboard sleeves. And the drink was a bit hot, and they said, oh, sorry, we run out. I said, that's okay. Went to get napkins just to wrap it out. And then went, excuse me, sorry, take these. And offered me some disposable cups.
Did you say anything?
No, because I'm British. No, I said, no, look, it's a reusable cup. That defeats the whole purpose. No, just use them. Oh. And that's why the planet is dying. On that jolly note, why don't we get the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne, all right?
Talk Radio.
A court's heard the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox told police, "It's me," before he was rugby tackled to the ground. Officers say they discovered a gun and bullets in Thomas Mayer's bag when they arrested him in West Yorkshire in June. The 53-year-old denies the murder of Mrs. Cox, who was shot and stabbed outside her constituency surgery in Birstall. Theresa May has dismissed criticism from Labour, saying she's not prepared to reveal Britain's negotiating hand as UK leaves the EU. At Prime Minister's questions, Jeremy Corbyn insisted the government doesn't appear to have a plan. In the Commons, the Labour leader quoted an Italian minister who seemed equally confused.
Somebody needs to tell us something. It needs to be something that makes sense. Isn't the truth that the government is making a total shambles of Brexit and nobody understands what her strategy actually is?
It's claimed Britain is becoming an us-and-them society in terms of social division. The Social Mobility Commission says many people don't believe they have a fair chance of moving up the ladder. Three men have been found guilty of the murder of a 16-year-old boy gunned down on a canal towpath in Liverpool. Lewis Dunn was shot in the back at close range in a case of mistaken identity as his attackers sought revenge against a rival gang. There are worries that millions of NHS records could be at risk from hackers because of a lack of investment in cybersecurity. An investigation has revealed seven health trusts in England spent nothing on online protection last year. And ahead of Black Friday next week, we're being warned the deals on offer may not be as good as they seem. Consumer group Which? Says half of last year's so-called deals were cheaper in the months before and after the event. The weather, a mix of sunny spells and blustery showers turning wintry over the Highlands. Dry in London and the South East with highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
That's okay.
Yeah. Do you want to play the thing? I can remember where it goes.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's always a funny thing doing a coverage. Hi, it's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes. It's always funny when you come in and you're doing someone else's show, you know, because it's a completely different feel. I normally do Sunday breakfast, and there's kind of no one here. You know, we have fun. We go through all the drawers and all the desks in the main office and sort of, you know, try clothes on if there are any clothes that people have left in the office, like gym gear, stuff like that. I'm having fun. Anyway, you know, you're working with new people and you walk in and you sort of, you take a little sort of snapshot, I suppose. It's been a few weeks at least since I last did John Holmes' show, and it's just fun. It's kind of like almost like a perfectly formed bonsai tree I've sort of watched over the months with these little incremental snapshots, almost imperceptibly perhaps to people who work here every day. But I've seen what I think is something growing between you, Cornelius, and Victoria.
Sorry?
Just,
where are you going with this?
Well, no, were you not out last night together?
We did go last night on a date.
It wasn't a date. Nice.
It's our second date.
We went to a gig.
Our second date.
It's not a second date.
How is that not a date?
I got some free tickets and Cornelius accompanied me.
How did you couch it when you were invited, Cornelius?
She got down on one knee.
I did not.
And she said, "Will you make me the happiest newsreader in the newsroom?"
Yeah.
As
I love
the
that
other
instant
news
qualification. Yeah. happiest weekday newsreader between. Okay.
I was like, two things.
Were you nervous?
No, because it's not a date. If it was a date, it wouldn't have been a good one, because he spent the whole time on the phone to another woman and he had his jumper wrapped around his waist. So he looked really cool.
What were you? Oh, okay. I was just like, what?
It was
I didn't
very
understand
warm.
Your objection to him protecting his waist a bit. I don't know.
It was very warm.
It was
very warm.
You just look really nerdy.
Well,
oh, there's such fondness in your eyes. Or is it a sty? I can't tell.
I have not got a sty. I just want to clear that up.
Victoria, if you can't have me at my worst, you cannot have me at my best.
Oh, that's deep. I love that.
And my best is me at a gig on my phone with a jumper round my waist, so it's only downhill from there.
He was good, though, because he bought me several drinks.
Nice.
And he also...
You make it sound bad.
Yeah.
Just to thank Victoria for the ticket.
And they have a cloakroom, and because of... a certain deal Cornelius had, he was able to get me that for free.
I know, people.
A certain deal. Free cloakroom.
Amazing.
But yeah, I think
most, it's quite a modern couple thing to do, isn't it? Where you split the cost of a date, like one of you buys the tickets and the other one pays for the cloakroom. Yeah, you buy the tickets, darling, and I'll pay the quid for the...
It's £2.50.
£2.50 now?
For one item.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was shocked.
Victoria, I think she misunderstood. She thought they were going to take each item out of her bag and charge her.
Fine. It's nice to see. And who knows, next time I do this, which is probably going to be around Christmas.
Wasn't a
date. It's going to be really nice to see how far you two have...
It's never been a date.
I feel like Cilla Black. Let's have some content now. Thank you very much, Victoria. we'll have you again at 2. I thought we could do... I could play you this week's episode of The Setters. This is something I do on Sunday mornings. I figured, what the heck? It's still sort of relevant. Just after the whole election and stuff. The Setters is... it's just sort of some topical sketches, really, that I put together with Laura Shaven.
Lovely.
For the Sunday breakfast show. And obviously, it's been all about Trump, really. Hillary Clinton lost, famously, and Trump and Obama had their first meeting together, and I don't know if you saw Trump's face afterwards, but he's quite ashen and a kind of like, now I get it. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's looked like that all week.
Yeah, can't really change anything. And then he had his first phone call with Theresa May, who was like 10th to be called after Korea. I mean, are you kidding me? Anyway. Let's hear all of that now, then. Oh, let's hear it now. Yes!
Honey, I made you some chamomile tea.
What the hell do I want with chamomile tea?
I'm sorry,
don't you dare, honey, me. You were supposed to be calling me Madam President by now.
Gosh, baby, I'm sorry.
It was supposed to be my turn. I waited. I waited 8 long years for Barack to finish. 8 years, Bill.
I know.
And to think all those years ago, back when we were in the White House and dealing with all your... all that. And you said you'd make it up to me. You said you'd make me president. You promised me. You promised me.
I know, honey. I know, but you know, it's so hard because you did kind of suck as a candidate.
What?
You can't walk out there, you know, calling people deplorables. You know, they're not going to come back to you and insisting on running, really, in the first place, and instead of Bernie Sanders. You kind of wrecked the country there. I'll make some more tea. Mr. President?
Donald?
For now?
Yes, for now.
I guess you didn't think you and I would be having this little tete-a-tete today.
No, I did not.
You guys just got served, right? So I don't even see why we should be bothering with this handover chit-chat at all. If you think it's going to be business as usual...
Oh, Donald, come on, you jackass. You know darn well it's business as usual.
I'm going to make America great again. Big changes. Very big.
No, you're not. Nothing's going to change.
I have heard from here and there you might keep some of Obamacare.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Business as usual.
What a swell party this is.
Have you heard the construction biz is growing faster than you'd think it is?
Already? I must be good.
Oh, it's mainly in Mexico, south of the border.
Is that right?
Something about a big contract for a wall.
Commander-in-Chief.
It's beyond belief. that I should be here and not Hillary. The public's just a silly Billary. I strut, I pose.
Oh, that hair.
But both of us knows
it's beautiful.
I couldn't ever, in all honesty, turn my rhetoric to policy. So before you burst into righteous rage, I've said I'm gonna raise the minimum wage.
Are you really Donald Trump?
Business as usual.
I may cry.
What a swell party this is. People jeer and people fear. The truth is nothing's gonna change round here. It's business as usual. What a swell party. Gone to hell party. A Republican Democrat party. This is Jackass.
Y2347.
Are you my Maggie?
Who is this?
Are you my Maggie?
Mr. Trump.
Will you be my Maggie?
I'm putting the phone down now.
There you are, a little taste of what we do on Sunday mornings when I dare say it's probably a slightly, let's say, more select audience. Anyway, you can hear more of that on the talkradio.co.uk website, or you can subscribe to my podcast if you like. Jake Capp's Sunday Best, available on iTunes and everywhere else. And we'll be back with more after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
eBay has all the best new children's toys this Christmas.
Dear Santa, this year I've been a very good girl. I've brushed my teeth.
Megablocks building blocks.
I've been nice to my brother.
A scooter.
I've been saying please and thank you.
A VTEC smartwatch.
And I let Granny pinch my cheeks lots of times and said nothing.
A 19-foot-tall inflatable water slide. Shop thousands of new big brand toys and games this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate presents for little boys and girls who have been good, shop.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting, or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, a breakdown closing one lane for the time being between junction 11 at Winchester South and junction 12 at Eastleigh. Queues on the cameras. In Kent, a London bound M20, a breakdown once again closing one lane. Recovery works now commence between junction 10 at the A20 and junction 9 for Faversham. And finally, to Tyne and Wear through Sunderland. At the northbound side of the A19, stop starts at the moment due to some debris on the carriageway between the A183 and the A1231.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford, go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted and registered between the 13th of October and the 24th of November 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes Car Plus, Fiesta Studio and Style, Focus RS and Mustang models.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon. It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes for one afternoon only, here until 4 o'clock. Hey, thanks very much indeed for your suggestions for courses for Trump University. Donald Trump's being sued by former students of Trump University. Trump University. Sounds like my sofa. They say they were being duped into buying $35,000 courses at the now defunct school, dating back to 2010. And... yeah, quite a lot of allegations going on. So we're wondering what would be good courses for Trump University. And thank you very much indeed. Someone who was that on Twitter, Stoned and Bored, suggesting weird name. Don't know how you get a name like that. Philosophy, F. Double-E-L. Feel off philosophy. Thank you very much for that. Also suggested American History. X. Thank you very much for that. Drivelcar suggested all the best words. We've also got Stacey suggests animal handling with a focus on the feline species. That's very good. Thank you for that. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or on Twitter, it's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. Lots of them. Tons of them come in.
Yeah. Marky's just said tantrums 101.
That's very nice. And Brenda says bikini modelling brackets no fatties. No fatties, please. Trump University courses, please keep them coming. We welcome that. Earlier, I was having I was doing that self indulgent thing that radio presenters do, where you just get to talk about stuff that's making you grumpy. Mm-hmm. I tried to come up with a format. I thought there's definitely something in this called Trumpy Old Men. I thought there has to be a format in there, but I don't know. Anyway, my Trumpy Old Men moment was I was talking about Starbucks and their reusable cups and, you know, some of the harsh. I was talking about the problem that I everything smells of stale coffee now because they just, all the dregs just pour out of my bag. Hey, Chris has been in touch though on Twitter. Apparently they've solved this. I was saying they need little plugs for the little holes, the little sippy hole at the top of the cup. He says they've had them for years. Splash sticks. Have you got a splash stick?
No, I've never seen one.
Well, Chris's is green.
And he sent a picture,
looks
yeah.
Looks like it does the job very well.
Surely they're not great for the environment, though. Can
you
reuse
those?
Well,
that's the trouble now. Well, I guess so, hopefully.
You have a ceramic reusable cup. You're going to need a ceramic reusable splash stick.
Yeah, they're not ceramic.
Are they not?
No, they're just plastic.
Oh, okay.
What I want to know is how many times do you have to use one of the reusable ones to have offset the materials and energy used to make that versus a paper cup.
When you think the amount of coffee you have to drink from it and the amount of energy it takes to heat up that water as well, it's just...
Mate, when you think about it, you absolutely shut down, don't you, mate? You just think, what's the blooming point, mate? Yeah? What's the blooming point? I'm with Julia Hartley Brewer. I enjoyed her chat yesterday. Did you hear that?
No.
She was just chatting on Talk Radio about the absolute fallacy of man-made climate change. It was a lively listen and certainly thought-provoking. I enjoyed it. Brian's been in touch on Twitter. He's got some Trump University suggestions. He suggested hairdressing, race relations and gynecology. Thank you very much for those, Brian. Keep them coming. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yes. Some stories in the papers I thought I'd share with you.
Yeah, go on.
This one is just one of those ones where you just kind of go, this is in the Daily Star today. James Bond legend Sir Roger Moore.
Mm.
Indisputably, I think, alleged. I think that's an appropriate term. He wants to appear in foul-mouthed BBC comedy Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Does he think Mrs. Brown Boys works the same way as James Bond, where they replace the actor, the main one, Mrs. Brown, various actors after a few films?
Although I sort of feel like his era of James Bond, Roger Moore's era, was part of that era where there was an awful lot of kind of suspicion and mistrust of people with any kind of like gender confusion, like not ambiguity. That's the word I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Because wasn't the baddie like a cross dresser in one of his films, or certainly a Sean Connery one? It was a thing. So I'm guessing perhaps he sees Mrs. Brown as like the ultimate baddie who has to be eliminated.
I'd agree with that.
I don't know. Chatting ahead of his, coincidentally, latest UK tour of his one-man show in afternoon with Sir Roger Moore. Funny that. The 89-year-old revealed, "I just love Mrs. Brown's Boys. All of them. No, my wife thinks that I'm disgusting for watching it, but I love it. It appeals to me because I have such a filthy mind." It's genius writing. I mean, I didn't see him as having a filthy mind. Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah.
A wrong'un. Indubitably a wrong'un. But Roger Moore, wasn't he sort of a bit suave and nice?
Yeah, he's like your gentle granddad.
I don't know about that.
No?
No, but I imagine him sort of enjoying a single malt whiskey or something rather than being a dirty pig. Anyway, speaking of dirty pigs, this is from The Times. Let me finish. Let me finish. This is about pigs.
Okay.
Apparently, pigs have an optimistic streak.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you hear the story?
No.
Quite a few people picked up on the story. Apparently, they have personalities that can view life as being either trough half full or trough half empty. They were given. In varying living conditions, pigs were given food bowls in two locations holding chocolates or coffee beans. Optimistic pigs investigated a bowl placed between the locations, no matter their conditions, while moody ones, tended only to go when their conditions were good. Okay, and that suggests that animals like humans, according to Lisa Collins from the University of Lincoln, animals like humans incorporate aspects of stable personality traits and more transient mood states.
How optimistic are they, these pigs? I mean, had they built an airport?
I don't know. I can imagine a sort of a dad pig turning to his wife and saying, "Don't worry, love, you know, it'll be all right. I'll bring home the..." Anyway, it was interesting earlier on when we were talking to the guy about Chagos.
Kevin Pringle,
where he was basically saying that as far as the British government was concerned in 1971, humans figured somewhere between tortoises and dogs on the kind of how much rights they should have. I thought that was amazing. The story that on one eye, look, because basically this decision is being made in court today, if you weren't listening, on the inhabitants of Diego Garcia, one of the Chagos Islands. The UK decided it owned it and allowed Americans to build a base on it in 1971, which meant taking all the indigenous residents of the island and sticking them on the mainland.
Does that include the animals?
For 40 years. Well, what Kevin was saying was that the first island they looked at where they were going to put the base, they decided not to because there were some tortoises on there. And they didn't want to disturb the tortoises.
That's stupid, though, because they're the easiest to rehome because they're attached. It's attached to them.
Just a cardboard box. It's a good point. It's a very good point. It's a cardboard box and some straw, surely.
Yeah.
And a bit of carrot. But so the tortoises' rights were respected, but not the inhabitants of Diego Garcia, whose dogs the British government gassed, according to Kevin.
Horrible.
So there you go. It goes tortoises, humans, dogs. Sounds about right. So I don't know where pigs figure in all of that. I guess that depends how optimistic they're feeling about the whole thing. Thank you very much for your Trump University suggestions. Paul's been in touch on Twitter, and he suggests a course at Trump University of not facts. Thank you for that. Leanne suggests Twitter for Dummies. Thank you very much for that. And Stephen suggests ogling 101. I would have thought that was quite an advanced course, if I'm honest with you.
Ogling.
Ogling 101. Yeah, definitely. I was going to talk about poo. I've noticed, obviously, you're having your lunch because you didn't get a chance to get any lunch.
No.
It's just sort of like the Cornelius eating challenge.
What's
if I tell you about my trip to the sewage works,
okay,
and you see how far down you can get with your burger before you sort of like, that's it, I'm bailing now. So keep going, don't stop.
So unless
you already pulled the cucumber out of your mouth there, and a kind of like
a slice of cucumber, I should say.
I don't want
that
worrying
image
that in your mouth for hours now, like a dog with a bone. What's that all about? I got taken around. The reason I'm talking about this is that. It's now being seen as a source for power, poo power. They could harness the gas contained in it and produce methane that you could then burn. And there are poo power buses in Bristol now. Anyway, this was a story today.
When you get on them, the bus like runs out,
everyone
the
has
seats.
To collectively. Yeah. There's these sort of funnels. So I got taken round to sewage works once. Keep eating your burger.
Yep.
Good luck.
Okay.
And it was fascinating with all the things they're doing with poo nowadays, right? Because they've got like an Archimedes screw thing now, so that all the poo now, it goes downhill. And you know an Archimedes screw? It's like a big long coily thing. The poo goes through that and it turns this screw and it generates electricity. So not just the methane.
Surely you can just do that with water, though.
Yeah, you could.
And I can't eat anymore.
Are you bailing already?
That is a horrible image.
I haven't even got to the skip. That's the best bit.
What's the skip?
Well, they're... It's World Toilet Day on Saturday.
Oh.
Well, that's what I'll be doing. When all the sewage comes in, right, at the top of the plant, and it's everything, it's all the wastewater from households, so it's like washing machines, sewage, everything. And the first thing they do is they scrape the toilet paper off the top. And in some places, what they're doing now is drying that and then burning it to generate electricity, which is really cool. I feel a lot better about my lavatory paper now because but then the second thing they do is they dredge the bottom for grit because, like, you know, like if you've got like turnips in your jeans, if you know, you like to pretend it's 1989, you might get little bits of grit stuck in there. And then when you wash it, it all comes out. And so they dredge the bottom to get the grit out, and it all comes up this big long conveyor belt and dropped into a skip that they take away. But the other thing...
What do they do with the grit?
They just put it in landfill. Mm. But the other thing that it picks up, this dredging bit, that you could see in the skip, about 50-50 with grit, perfectly formed. You could stick it straight back in the can. Perfectly formed, intact kernels of sweet corn. I'm serious. It's fascinating. Anyway, just something to think about, isn't it? It's fascinating. Let's stop. After the news, we've got lots of stuff. We're going to be asking, is satire dead? Two extremely capable satirists are going to be talking about that. That's all coming up.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts,
and to find the right online marketplace for you, search exporting is great.
Landlords, Direct Line guaranteed to be any quote for the same cover. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
I love that bit. It's Jake Epp sitting in for John Holmes until 4 o'clock. In the meantime, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, ammo found on man accused of MP's murder. Corbyn says May has no Brexit plan and dozens of puppies are rescued.
Talk Radio.
A jury's heard the man accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox, said it's me when he was arrested. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer is on trial over her death in West Yorkshire in June. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
Half an hour after Joe Cox had been shot and stabbed, officers scouring the streets of Birstall spotted Thomas Mayer. The court heard they shouted at him to drop his bag and surrender. He put his arms out wide and said, "It's me." They then rugby tackled him to the ground. Mr. Mayer, who's said to be a far-right extremist, denies murdering the MP for her political views a week before the EU referendum.
Jeremy Corbyn has branded the government's preparations for Brexit a total shambles. It's after Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson suggested leaving the EU would probably also mean quitting the European Customs Union. The government is being accused of failing to make society fairer for the least privileged. The Social Mobility Commission says divisions have got worse and that's having a deeply corrosive impact on the country. Labour says the attainment gap at school's getting bigger, while the Lib Dems want more investment in housing, education and sustainable jobs. But at Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May defended the government's record.
More working class youngsters are benefiting from higher education than at any point in our history. The government's invested record levels in childcare in early years, and the attainment gap, as the report acknowledges, has actually narrowed.
The number of people out of work has fallen to a 10-year low. Unemployment's dropped by 37,000 in the 3 months to September. And around 100 puppies have been rescued from what the RSPCA has described as a shocking example of the illegal puppy trade. The 7-week-old dogs, including beagles and labradoodles, were found without food, water or any fresh air on lorries arriving at a port in North Wales from Dublin.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunny spells and blustery showers turning wintry over the Highlands. Dry in London and the southeast with highs of 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. It's reported that former international Graham Lasseau will be consulted in the process to appoint the next England manager. Interim boss Gareth Southgate is a favourite to be given the job on a permanent basis after going unbeaten in his 4 games in charge. FA Chief Executive Martin Glenn, Chairman Greg Clark and Technical Director Dan Ashworth will have the final say on who replaces Sam Allardyce. The Football League says it's decided not to go ahead with plans to restructure the league pyramid. Proposals have been put forward to move from 4 divisions to 5, but they've decided to put the idea on hold after the Football Association ruled out staging more FA Cup games in midweek. Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says he's not sure where speculation linking Steven Gerrard with a move to the club has come from. The former England captain is looking for a new team after leaving LA Galaxy. England cricket captain Alistair Cook says they'll wait until just before tomorrow's second test with India before deciding whether to make changes to their side. Fast bowler Chris Wokes is an injury concern and could be replaced by James Anderson. And finally in tennis, Andy Murray is just getting underway against Kei Nishikori at the ATP World Tour Finals in London. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, John Holmes has, you know, had a small self-inflicted accident involving a machete. No, I'm kidding. He's just not here today. It's Jake Yap. And I don't own a machete, so I've got nothing to do with it. Shut up. You are. And it's lovely to be here. I'll be here until 4 o'clock today in the show. South Park, John Stewart, Black Friday, I'm a Celebrity, Trump University, a fun new quiz called You Play, We Pay. It's not the Richard and Judy version. It's the stakes are much higher. Something I'm importing just as an experiment, really, from my Sunday breakfast show, which I normally do here, Batmobile Chat. It's the show that that everyone's talking about, namely everyone else who works on my show on Sunday mornings. And they're all saying, why are you still doing this? It wasn't funny the first time. Why are you doing it? I think it's funny, so I'm just gonna go with it, and then you can decide.
As
you
long
know?
As you think it's funny.
Well, let's see. This is kind of a democracy, and if you want, you can have your say. You know, does it work? Does it not work? I'll let you be the judge when it comes to all of that. There is a lot to talk about. One of the things we're going to talk about a little bit later on is Trump University. Trump University is being sued. It's not running anymore. But people have said they were kind of duped into buying $35,000 courses at the defunct school, learning about how to get rich quick, namely by setting up a bogus university and running $35,000 courses. I think that was how it was. All those people who you always get websites saying, I made $100,000 in my underpants and you can too. You think, was it by telling people that you made $100,000 and they can too? Is that how, I mean, why would you bother? No one's that philanthropic, right? Surely. Anyway, if you've got any suggestions for good courses for Trump University, do get in touch. You can text us. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or on the Twitter, it's at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. It's time now to talk, though, about, well, South Park, because you haven't seen South Park, Connie. Oh,
no,
you're not
I have
a fan.
Seen
you're not
it.
A fan.
I'm not a fan of it.
This really surprises me. You have a
lots
cute,
of people get surprised by this.
Finely honed satirical chops, and yet you're not enjoying this.
I've just never found it watchable. I just really don't get on with it.
I think they're in their 20th series now, and they've been covering the election, and I think they are at the absolute top of their game at the moment.
Really?
I genuinely think this is the best series they've ever done, because they've sort of abandoned any hope of doing like self-contained episodes and stuff. It runs sequentially, and the story, the narrative arcs are amazing. And it's a brilliant sort of social commentary as much as a political satire and just a series of lavatorial jokes. And I'm not alone in thinking that Adam Curtis, who makes all the posh documentaries, you know the posh documentaries?
Yeah,
they're amazing, aren't they? Amazing. he's described South Park as one of the greatest documentaries ever made. He says it's just a different way of creatively presenting a documentary. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't... Why?
Why not? What would you not? I mean, the current series at the moment is taking in, obviously, the election between the presidents, but also the whole idea, like the thing on social media, this kind of nostalgia thing, how that's fed into the election. It takes in angry liberal stand up. It takes in Black Lives Matter, that movement. Everything. You name it.
I see. That's like saying Have I Got News For You is an excellent documentary just because it talks about things that are happening. Have I ruined this bit?
Yeah. Let's talk to a satirist, Nathaniel Tapley. Nat is on the line. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm very well, yes.
Oh,
I'm
that's
very excited.
Nice. You're very, very excited. Have you been watching South Park?
I watched last week's episode, yes, I did. Well, this week's episode. I know, what? I'm lost as to which week we're in now. Everything's moving so fast.
Or has it just slammed into a brick wall? I sort of feel like it all stopped, really, on Wednesday. Life stopped, effectively.
Well, certainly my desire for future life stopped.
I thought that South Park, I have to say, I thought last week's one, they must have been reeling from the result, and I didn't think it was their finest moment.
No, I mean, I haven't been caught up with the whole series, so it was actually, last week's was a little bit baffling to me, because there were a lot of long-running story threads which meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But I thought the best bits, or the most effective, were the bits where they clearly had written them in the morning absolutely gobsmacked about what happened the night before.
Yeah.
Which I thought worked really well, whereas the rest, I thought, felt a little bit... Well, I was completely lost as to what was going on.
Yeah, you're not going to know what member berries are.
No, I've got no idea, but I'm sure they're great. Is that why people were being sick?
Yeah, well, they started this. We're like 5 or 6 episodes into the series, and they just started talking about... these things called member berries, and all the adults are sort of eating them secretly. Mm. And they're these little purple berries, and they're all very cute. And they say things like, "Remember Chewbacca? Remember Star Wars? Remember Buck Rogers? Oh yeah, I remember." And the whole sort of thing that it's going into is this whole idea that adults are sort of poisoning themselves with this whole kind of nostalgic, wistful, remember, you know, the good old days.
Oh, that's
which people do on Facebook.
It.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
makes
yeah.
A lot more sense now. That's,
yeah. And the trouble is that
at the very thought,
they suddenly take on this really sinister edge. So they've been sort of doing that. Remember Han Solo? Remember the Ewoks? And all of that. And then suddenly they say, remember when America was really great? Remember when there weren't so many immigrants? And suddenly, and they become really sinister and unkillable. You can't kill, you can't squash them, you can't flatten them. And they've sort of...
Well, I'm invested in the series now. I will have to watch to see what happens.
Yeah, go back to the beginning, because it's worth it. It's amazing. But you basically write jokes about the news as well as performing them.
Yes, I do.
For a living.
There's been too much news. It's been lots of news.
That was it. Yeah, Stephen Colbert, who was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart in the US and now has his own show, he did an election special, I think, last Tuesday night, which, as you can imagine, ended not with a bang. And one of the last things he said was, "We've done too much politicking."
Yes. I saw this. Yes, I saw him. He blamed it all on ourselves and the fact that we don't do anything with our lives apart from... I worry about politics. It's our fault. It's your fault mainly, Jake. That
I know.
Yes, it's definitely all about. We've all to blame ourselves for the fact that the world is completely broken.
Do you feel like that? And do you feel? How do you feel about writing jokes at the moment? Is your heart in it? Are you still?
I feel as if there's a lot of work to do, and I don't know how to do any of it. Mm. For a while, things were just moving just too fast. Like at the sort of end of June, beginning of July. When we had one day Boris is going to be the next leader, then no, he's not, Gove's, then none of them are, then it's Andrew Leadsom, then she's gone, then it's Theresa May. Oh, and now they need a new leader for the Labour Party. Literally, you couldn't write anything that would be broadcastable after the hour in which
you wrote it. That's true, yeah.
We need a rolling satire channel, which is just one-liners.
That's a terrible idea.
No, that would make the world even worse. And the guy for cheap one-liners is what's brought us here.
Yeah, that's basically Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm interested that you say there's work to do. What do you think is the primary purpose of satire? Like, do you think it
at
can?
At the moment, I think it can be to make us laugh at a time when almost nothing in life does.
Right.
I think laughter is a good part of it, and ascribing a higher purpose to it might be asking a bit much of it. But if it can make people laugh, or at least clarify, I think it does its best when it clarifies something you suspect is going on, and it points it out really well, like the Brass Eye Paedophile special when it was talking about the media treatment of paedophiles. That does that really well and sort of highlighting exactly the ways in which that process was going along.
Yeah.
So satire is there to say things that are unsaid by stretching an idea and seeing how far you can stretch it until it breaks.
Okay.
Which is why I think there is a difference between topical comedy and satire. What a lot of shows are is a lot of topical comedy. A lot of what I write for Bygot News View is topical comedy. It's topical gags. It's, here's a joke about Theresa May. Doesn't she look like a headmistress? Ha, 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 ha. Which
right.
is fine, but it's not satire. Satire would be taking her ideas and stretching them and showing where the holes in them are by showing them at their extremes. But we can't do that at the moment because no one has any idea what her ideas are. No one has. It's like she won't talk to us. She won't tell us what her ideas are. None of the others seem to have any idea. So it's very difficult to get a grasp on what the fundamental problem is with someone's mindset if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you sort of say, because there's sort of two schools of thought, I guess, about satire. I saw Brendan Burns, you know, the comedian, quite shouty Australian one.
Yes.
he posted something on Facebook earlier this week, which I thought was... It was quite a revelation to me in a funny way. He sort of said our job as comedians is to get to give people what they want, and what they want is for their brains to be made to release endorphins and to give them a nice feeling in their brains,
yeah,
from laughing, and that's it. Which I thought was an interesting way of looking at it. Whereas
right, then we may as well just hit each other in the face with pies all the time, and that can just be the limit of comedy.
Yeah.
Because after all, it'll just become comedy of repetition. I mean, that really lowers the bar, I think, a little too much. We can try and do things that tickle people's brains in different ways.
Yeah.
It's not just building up tension and releasing it through a punchline. And there is a sense in which some people don't find the same things funny as other people. And some people find having things about the world pointed out to them that they'd suspected but not been able to formulate in words, they find that helpful.
Yeah. Really. Have you? Because you have an alter ego, right?
Yeah.
Syrian Bowler.
Yes.
Who's an MP.
Yes.
A character that you do. And are you looking to influence people or at least challenge what they're thinking?
Yes. Yes, of course. I would like people to come away thinking, oh, that's going to help me in my next argument I have with everyone online about this. Or I didn't realise, yes, that is a stupid thing to say. Or, I mean, the reason I do that as a character is so you can say exactly what people do say and then show the problems with the thing that is being said by believing it himself.
Right.
If that makes sense. I'm not sure that does make sense.
It does. Can you put him on? No, I'm kidding. Because I was really interested. TVLine.com published an article where they were blaming Jon Stewart, the host of The Daily Show, or former host of The Daily Show, for the election results, saying if he hadn't quit, then maybe it would have worked. Apparently, this was what it said.
I mean, that's really skirting over dangerous territory, isn't it? I mean,
well, apparently, they did this research.
Are they saying Trevor Noah's turned people racist?
Yes. No. But apparently 12% of Americans online said that they got their news from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. And it says, now, those aren't huge numbers, but it's up there with USA Today and The Huffington Post. And saying that, you know, in some places, it was only like 28,000 people would have made the difference between Trump or Clinton winning.
So better jokes would have done it.
And yeah, so
that sort of highlights, I think, another, but they've missed something in that question. People are getting their news from The Daily Show, but they've missed out the medium through which it's coming, which is social media. And people aren't probably getting it by watching The Daily Show. They're getting it because the little clip appears in their feed.
Right.
And that the way in which the algorithm decides what you like to see in your feed is perhaps a bigger problem with atomizing us and making sure that I don't see the things that challenge my point of view because all my friends are sharing the sort of things I like.
Yeah.
The algorithm knows I'm going to spend more time looking at that, so it gives me more of that.
This, of course, was in the news today, wasn't it? The Facebook news feed algorithm. For you, what's the future? Like, can satire go on? Or is the news just such a kind of... Is it self-parodying now, the world, that there's just no place left? What do you do now? What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and sit very hard and think whether people need another blustering right-wing character act in the world and whether or not I could just save myself some time by not doing it anymore. I think we have to start satirizing other things. I mean, because doing political jokes isn't necessarily satire. I think satire is helpful. Political jokes are often just ways we pass the time and guess at each other. So we have to start looking at the issues behind the politics and what it is that's driving things and maybe satirizing those in a way that something like The Thick of It didn't really look at policy or the personalities of politics, but the mechanics of politics.
Right.
That's the sort of stuff we should be focusing on as comedians, I think. But then I have no basis from which to say it. I have no authority. In fact, I'm a fraud. I shouldn't really be talking at all.
Well, in that case, get out. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Really appreciate that. If people want to follow you on Twitter, you are at Natt, is that right?
Yes, N-A-T-T.
N-A-T-T. Brilliant. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Nathaniel Tapley. What do you think about? What do you think about satire? Is satire dead? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll have some more Trump University courses for you after this.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
There's no easy way to say what we're about to say.
We believe your wife is a German spy.
This year, the truth will be discovered.
I know for a fact you'll be proven wrong.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. Allied, in cinemas November 25th, rated TBC.
Hey, what happened to my kiss?
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car. Yep, they have a snappy jingle. Bum, bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum. And don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh, but did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
At Wix, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wix, let's do it right.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Kent, there's delays between Tunbridge and Pembrey as work continues on the A21 Pembrey Road. Three of the four lanes on the clockwise M25 are out of action between junctions 27 and 28 for the Brook Street roundabout. That's after an accident involving a couple of lorries. To the west of Derby, the A5111 Manor Road through Littleover is still closed northbound following an accident. That continues to cause delays. And in Bridgend, the A48 is closed between the Red Hill roundabout and the Parr roundabout in both directions because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, and that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup... it has to be Heinz.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cold, flaky different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comment on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just now we were talking to Nathaniel Tapley about satire and whether or not it's dead. We were talking about how Jon Stewart has been blamed by TVLine.com for having wrecked the election because he had the temerity to quit his job after 12 years working as the nation's leading satirist. And he did actually respond to that. He went on to another Comedy Central show right at the end yesterday. It was Samantha Bee's show where they just showed what's he doing then? What's he doing with his time now? And it's just footage. Did you see this, Cornelius?
No, I haven't.
It's just footage of him sitting outside on some stairs doing some colouring. Do you want to hear it? I'll play it.
Yeah, go on.
I'm colouring a turkey and it's over.
Huh?
I've really turned into quite an odd person with the little horses and the colouring.
Fabulous. He's literally gone. Absolutely lost it. You just can't sustain that level of satire, can you? We'll be talking more about satire with Robin Morgan. He writes for pretty much all the satirical shows that are on at the moment, like Nathaniel Tapley. We'll be talking to him a little bit later on. In the meantime, though, we've got Trump University, which is sort of in the firing line at the moment because there are various lawsuits. People saying that he's been sold, they were duped into buying $35,000 courses. We're wondering what would make good courses. We've had quite a few in, have we not, Cornelius?
Yes, lots coming in. Kelvin says, that, what about trumpet lessons? I think he's just heard the word Trump.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a good starting point. We can build from that.
Yeah. Abby on Twitter says media training, which is, yeah, you could learn that there. Upskirt photography is coming from Carrie. And racial harmony dismantling.
Oh, my God. It's funny because it's true. It's not fun. It's so depressing. Now, also earlier, much earlier on Talk Radio, in fact, this morning with Paul Ross, I don't know if you heard it, but they were talking about prisons in the news today. The army was minutes away from being called in yesterday after a prison officer's strike. Prisons have been in the news. There was that big riot in Bedford Prison, wasn't there, a little while ago, about conditions and stuff. And Paul was asking, are our prisons too soft? Well, hey, if you want to talk about this, you can. You can call 0344 499 1000 and have your say. Someone who's done just that is Brian in Lancashire. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. So, do you think prisons are too soft?
They're holiday camps.
Holiday camps?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pensioner, 77.
Right.
I exist on £141.79 a week.
Okay.
And now they're talking like you've had this thing about the prison wardens. And the other, I think last week, there was they're talking about spending over £8 million on replacing television sets in the prisons.
Hmm.
Now, to me, if you're sent to prison for something, you deserve it, then you should be, I won't say incarcerated all the time, they should be made to work for the whatever, what's the name, and they earn. What can I call it? Rewards by working hard and staying that way.
Yeah.
Where they get to drugs and coming to be all sorts of things. It's, you know, it defies, they're better off than pensioners are.
What do you feel is the main purpose of prison? Is it to punish people or is it to rehabilitate them?
It's, well, mainly the first thing off, for whatever crime it is they've done, and some of it is serious. Mm. Like, I would say definitely for a murder, I don't care who it is or what murder, they hang them.
You want to bring back hanging?
Keep them. They're not worth keeping. Some of them are released and they haven't been out a couple of weeks and they rape somebody or kill somebody else.
Yeah, but then there are, of course, those cases where people are proved innocent retrospectively.
Well, this is true. But
it's quite hard to unhang someone.
I'd be more than happy.
To unhang them is almost impossible. Yeah. You see what I mean? Like, if you've hung someone and then you discover, oh, hang on, we've got some new evidence here and they're innocent.
It's too late, isn't it? It's water under the bridge.
But what happened if you... Like, imagine, Brian, what if you got accused of murder and you hadn't done it? Would you be happy to be hung?
It's one of the... Well, it depends on your circumstances, how you got into that trouble in the first place. I would certainly hope that I wouldn't be, you know, mad enough to kill somebody or whatever, whichever way, shooting be impossible because I've no guns.
Yeah.
Knife, I've plenty of knives in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And if somebody broke into my house, I'd be quite happy to stick him.
Right. That's good to know. Yes.
It's one of them things.
So
I'm one of them that got on his back when Tebbit said... on your bike and get, you know, some work. And it took me all over the place. I went Germany, Holland.
What, on your bike?
Went to the States twice, working in aircraft-wise.
Oh, I see, okay. You must have had to pedal hard.
Back, our country wants to sort itself out.
Yeah.
And I certainly think they should seriously think about capital punishment.
Okay, capital punishment aside, I mean, about desperate people? I mean, I think, would you agree these are quite desperate times? You yourself said that your pension isn't very much money. People...
At our age, I think we've got a new sense of people coming along. we're older people, and we've learned how to manage our money or to exist on little money.
Yes, but people...
I mean, I had a patch in 95. My wife fell ill with cancer.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately, about a year later, she passed on.
Right.
And I was 57. We were both 57 and been married for 36 years.
Yeah.
Now, I had to, or tried to go back to work, and had 20-odd years in the aircraft industry.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a job anywhere. The industry at that time was down. I finished up from 57 to 65, existing on £59 something a week, unemployment benefit.
And you would never
and
have...
I didn't get any benefits.
Yeah.
The maximum I ever got in benefits was £6.08 a week.
Right. Well, you can't go very far with that,
I got the council tax benefits as it was then. It wasn't as much as what it is now.
Yeah.
And I get council tax benefits now.
Well, there we go. Brian, we have to leave it there. I'm so sorry. We're a bit late for the news, but I really appreciate you taking the time to call us today.
Okay, no problem, sir.
Thanks a lot. That was Brian in Lancashire. Do you agree with Brian? Should we bring back the death penalty? Are prisons too soft? 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. Let's catch up, though, now with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
In the last half an hour, rail accident investigators have revealed a tram which derailed in South London, killing seven people, was travelling more than three times the speed limit. It overturned when it approached a junction in Croydon last week, injuring 51 people. An interim report found no evidence of defects in the track or the tram's braking system. A court heard the man accused of shooting and stabbing MP Joe Cox to death was carrying a bag of bullets when he was arrested. Police say Thomas Mair, who denies murder, told them he was a political activist when he was detained in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June. Labour is accusing the Prime Minister of refusing to answer questions about the UK's plan to leave the EU. Jeremy Corbyn's challenged Theresa May in the Commons, accusing her of presiding over a shambles. But the PM says there will be no running commentary because that would damage their negotiating position and hit back at Labour.
It's yet another example with Labour where they talk, we act, they posture, we deliver. We're getting on with the job, he's not up to the job.
He's claimed Britain is becoming an us and them society in terms of social division. The Social Mobility Commission says many people don't believe they have a fair chance of moving up the ladder. A schoolboy who ran away from home 2 months ago has apologised to the police and his family. The 15-year-old from Devon disappeared, leaving a note saying he was bored. And around 100 puppies have been found on two ferries from Dublin without food, water or any fresh air. They're now in the care of the RSPCA, which says it's another shocking example of the illegal puppy trade. The weather, a mix of sunny spells and blustery showers turning wintry over the Highlands, drier in London and the South East, with highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Order.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is indeed Jake Yap. For one day only, sitting in for John Holmes. And thanks for your company. I'm here until 4 o'clock. It's me and Cornelius. All right, Cornelius?
All right.
All right, mate. We were talking just now about are our prisons too soft? 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. You can still have your say on that. Earlier, though, we were talking about Donald Trump. We were talking about his university. But the guy, he's the president-elect, and he's facing, I think, is it 75... lawsuits at the moment?
Yeah, it's something like that. Large amount.
Amazing.
For one person, it's almost impressive.
I would say it's definitely impressive. And apparently, it was something they haven't talked about, but all the time he was campaigning, he had to sort of just occasionally just stop off in court here and there to testify, which I just didn't realise. Yeah, lots of lawsuits. There is the Trump University one, which dates back to 2010, and he's trying to get them delayed until after his inauguration. Please, let me have the inauguration. Just let me have that. Let me have the party. Trump's team say the legal action, well, that's going to interfere with his political duties. Absolutely right. I mean, come on, give the guy a break. what else? There was another one, right?
Yeah, the New York Attorney General is investigating his foundation, the Donald J. Trump Foundation. He's very creative with his name.
Yes. so many different brands, aren't
there? Yeah, yeah.
Impossible to keep track. It's like Unilever.
Last month, the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, his office ordered Trump's charitable foundation to stop fundraising immediately, accusing the foundation of violating state law.
Wow.
It is alleged that the foundation solicited contributions in 2016 without being properly registered to do so.
And isn't it that I think there's been an allegation that he's been using some of his charitable funds to commission life-size portraits of him?
No.
Oil paintings, yeah. I saw that somewhere. And also, of course, all of the issues with his treatment of women, including an allegation in a federal lawsuit that Trump raped her in the 1990s when she was 13 years old. She dropped the suit in the final days of the election. It's really interesting when you have these things. I spoke to a Republican right on the eve of the election, and she was saying, it's funny how all these people, they've only come forward now that he's running for president. Interesting that. When I think it's probably more that... Well, I mean, you could argue that. You could also argue maybe no one was interested in their story until he was actually potentially running for president. I don't know. I mean, who would have the guts to take on Trump? The guy's got so many lawyers, some of whom themselves are suing Trump.
Really?
Yeah. Some of his former lawyers are actually suing him because for non-payment. He just doesn't pay people, ever. Which is just what you want of someone who's in charge of the welfare of.
I mean, he's constantly had lawsuits since 1970, so it's not really a massive thing now. It's just in the media now,
yeah.
Because he is as well.
That's what they say, because apparently Hillary Clinton's been facing lawsuits too. Like, it's not like neither of them
were. It's America. Everyone's suing everyone at any point.
It's true. I worked in America for a couple of years.
Did you get sued?
Well, I sort of fully expect... I thought I'd either get sued or shot. I mean, that's the American experience, isn't it? You're just going to be one of the two. Either way, you're dead. So, I worked at BBC America. And it was kind of weird because everyone in the office was just terrified of everybody else because they just didn't want to get sued. And I managed to acquire this weird kind of village idiot immunity status. I don't know how or why, but people just looked at me and assumed there must be something wrong. So I got away with all kinds of stuff. I was just
like, what? Are you just saying that you just...
My general morning salutation to my colleagues was to dry hump the backs of their heads. All right. And it was, they'd be like, oh, Jake, anyone else, they'd be in prison. Or sued for, like, millions of dollars. But they were all like, ha, he's an idiot. Don't worry about it. Speaking of the BBC, the World Service has been crowing, if you don't mind, about the fact that they're going to roll out the service in 11 new languages and broadcast to places, including North Korea. And something you might not know about Talk Radio is that we broadcast Talk Radio in more languages than the World Service. Here's some for you now.
Talk Radio.
What was that?
Danish.
I knew that.
Talk Radio.
That's Dutch, right?
Yeah.
Talk Radio apparato.
Esperanto.
Talk Radio.
Can't think why I didn't catch
Finnish.
On.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
French.
Talk Radio.
German there.
Radiophonική συνέντευξη. Talk Radio.
And that's
Talk
Hindi.
Radio.
Hungarian.
Yeah.
Talamutmar.
And Icelandic.
As if.
Julia's on the Icelandic station now.
Of all of those, I only really know French. I don't think talk is French for talk. Parler.
Well, that's what Google Translate came
up. Yeah, no,
up.
I know.
I mean...
Just in talk radio, it doesn't make it... You just put accents on Google, come on.
I mean, that's what they've done, isn't
Yeah, just put accents on. It shouldn't be called Google Translate, it should be Google Accents. Honestly. We're going to be talking satire in a little bit with Robbie Morgan. He's a writer of satirical jokes and topical comedy, and getting his take on really where are we going with satire now? When you consider The Simpsons and South Park both did funny episodes a few years back with Trump as president, really, the world is just self-satirizing now. Is there really any need for satire anymore? Paul got in touch via the website, talkradio.co.uk/contact, and he said, Jake, you could try satirising all of the comedians and presenters who think of themselves as caring and left-wing while making lots of money for themselves from their properties and the status quo which they claim to hate. On second thoughts, maybe that's too sick a joke. Have you got properties?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I'm generation rent.
I am without portfolio. I don't know. Really? Where do you live, Cornelius?
What?
Where do you live, mate?
I live in a flat.
Oh yeah,
in Beckenham.
Tell us about the flat.
It's a two bed.
Yeah. Who owns the flat, Cornelius?
My parents.
There you go.
I am renting it off them.
Yeah, no, I understand. Listen, I
can't afford to buy a house.
I did exactly the same thing when I was. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in that. Thanks for getting in touch, Paul. I do agree. I think it's difficult, isn't it? Everyone wants to blame someone for the state of the world. I mean, not just the US election, but everything. And there was a big video that went out last week by Jonathan Pye. Did you see this Jonathan
no,
Pye
no,
video?
No, I haven't seen it.
He's this guy who he does this character who's like a reporter, and he's sort of miking up to go and do his little report from Westminster or whatever, but he went out on this massive rant, and he basically blamed the left for the rise of Brexit and Trump and stuff, and he made the point that we won the cultural war, as in the left wing won the cultural war, but it's not necessarily the truth experienced by everybody else. I think that's kind of true, I have to say, speaking as one of those people that I don't think Paul's particularly crazy about. I do think the left wing, you know, it's basically the media is sort of left wing, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I was working at, I won't say which one, but a certain public broadcasting company.
Oh, yeah.
On the day of the election.
Yeah.
And there was a big cheer in a newsroom when Nigel Farage didn't win his seat.
Interesting.
You know, well, it should have been half the office exactly cheered, which I tried to organise.
Yeah.
But it made me very unpopular.
Do you feel the left wing has won the cultural war? Do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or on Twitter, it's @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I don't know if it's true. Coming up, we've got 12 reasons why communism might be right for you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Kent, there's delays between Tunbridge and Pembury as work continues on the A21 Pembury Road. Three of the four lanes on the clockwise M25 are out of action between junctions 27 and 28 for the Brook Street roundabout. That's after an accident involving a couple of lorries. To the west of Derby, the A5111 Manor Road through Littleover is still closed northbound following an accident. That continues to cause delays. And in Bridgend, the A48 is closed between the Redhill roundabout and the Parr roundabout in both directions because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, knowing that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup... it has to be Heinz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Watcher, it's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes. He'll be back tomorrow from 1, of course. Sam Delaney will be here from 4. We've been talking about satire and that. Later on, by the way, we've got an exclusive interview about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We're going to be talking about online petitions. We're going to be talking Batmobile chat. It's the hot new feature that literally no one is talking about. And we've got our fun new quiz, You Play, We Pay. It's not the Richard and Judy version. But is satire dead? I don't know. We've been talking about this. Donald Trump, President Trump, was predicted by South Park and The Simpsons. And so sort of wondering aloud, really, has satire really sort of run its course? Are we living in actual living satire now? Well, someone who could perhaps tell us about that is Robin Morgan, who's written satirical material for pretty much everyone there is. Hello, Robin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. I'm stood outside.
You sound remarkably chirpy. So I'm guessing you feel like... this isn't the end of the world or your world as a satirist, the developments from the last week or so?
No, I'm not sure. I think, like, as it was sort of happening, because I was writing on a show overnight as the election results come in, and obviously we had to change a lot of the script at sort of 3 a.m. because no one, yeah. I don't think anyone really expected it. And then afterwards, a lot on the next day, people were saying, oh, it's going to be great for you, isn't it? There's just loads of material. But I think everyone's done material on it for the past sort of like 18 months. To the 2 years, and I think there is an element of what else can be said. But also, I mean, if you've got a good Donald Trump impression, you are quids in.
Yes, if you are blessed with receding hairline, and I mean, how easy is it though when he makes such bold claims and statements? Is it sometimes hard to go further than him, because a lot of comedy comes from exaggeration, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about the hyperbole. But I think that was an issue with Trump, and also the fact that a lot of the stuff he was saying you could maybe say on a pre-watershed radio show. So, you know, whereas he was allowed to say it at these rallies. So yeah, I think there is an element of how do you then satirise what is already satirical. But, you know, people always find a way. I'm sure he'll calm down, or maybe he won't, and then we'll just have to deal with whatever happens. I don't think satire's dead in any way. I think it maybe just has to move on and be a bit more boring.
Have I got boring news for you? I sometimes worry about satire in as much as I feel like, what does it do in terms of if you agree with the politics of whoever's doing the satire? It gives you a bit of a laugh and makes you feel a bit better about it all, which might then lull you into an action. Or if you don't agree with the politics with it, it's going to make you even more entrenched and indignant, thinking, oh yeah, well, if that's what you think, well, you know,
yeah,
nuts to you.
I think there was the case with that in the Brexit vote and also the US election, in the sense that I think, especially on social media as well, everyone was sort of entrenched in their own echo chamber, and, you know, everyone's sort of timelines and Facebook feeds and all this kind of stuff, that they would all be sort of repeating the stuff that you believe, because it's a comfort zone, isn't it? It's a comfort blanket. Mm. And you wouldn't necessarily watch a satirical show or listen to something if it had differing views, I think. You know, like, John Oliver is superb, but I can't imagine many particularly right-wing Americans watch that and will be influenced by that. I think in the States it's very interesting, because I think a lot of sort of my generation, just sort of the youth, as we're known.
So, oh yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it, Sonny.
Thank you very much, mate. I think, especially sort of maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, got a lot of their news from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and I think, admittedly, that is kind of screaming into the echo chamber, but I think that there is a place for satire and, like, good satirical sort of comedy slash journalism.
How easy do you find it to maintain a balance in terms of what you do? Do you try to be balanced in terms of what you do, or do you sort of write from the heart politically?
I think, you know, obviously you have your own political views, depending on what, like, network you're writing on. You have to be balanced. And I think there is something quite exciting about that, but having to kind of write jokes that you might not necessarily believe. But, you know, it's a challenge, isn't it? I think what we found is during the US election is that audiences might not, they wouldn't laugh at jokes where Clinton was the subject of the jokes, if she was the victim of the jokes, I think, because that wasn't really the narrative that people were thinking. Like, she was the good guy, so why are we making jokes about her? But I think there is an important thing about being balanced, and obviously everyone's fair game. Mm.
I believe that South Park sort of set off with their kind of mission statement was, we're going to attack everybody, but most of all we're going to attack the liberal left, because that's what we are and that's what we know, and they deserve are kicking every bit as much as anybody else.
I think there's a good element of a plague upon all their houses. I think that's a good place to kind of be as a comedy writer, because then you will be accused of being left wing or right wing biased, because that's how the internet works.
Yes.
Like, I think if you're accused of being left wing by 10 people and right wing by 10 people, then you are centrist and you're doing fine.
You want everyone to hate you, and then you know you've done it right.
That's fine. It's the reason I got into comedy, and it's now what I'm doing while I'm in comedy.
Just to attract contempt and hatred. That's a good idea. Have you been following this series of South Park?
Yes, the last couple of series have just been social commentary, really. more than comedy itself. It's been bleak.
Yes,
it's bleak but funny. But no, they're masters at doing what they do, and I think they're hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah, and so there's this kind of aftermath now, and the main thing everyone is intent on doing is blaming everybody else. I mean, unless, you know, people are happy with the result. So the people who won, so the Brexiteers, the Trump fans, are sort of fed up with hearing people bemoaning or trumping. I don't know what they're doing.
Sure.
There's a sort of tendency to blame, you know, who do we blame then for the people who feel aggrieved? I don't know if you saw, did you see the Jonathan Pye video that did the rounds? It's had something like 26 million views now or something.
Yeah, it did.
So he's this comedian who he blames the left, and he blames Clinton, but he also blames basically, you know, liberal left-wing people because they've spent so much time hectoring people with their ideology that people sort of just sort of shriveled up and stopped debating and discussing things in a sort of grown-up way, and then just going and quietly voting for the person that most represented their views. Do you agree with that?
I think it's an interesting idea, and you know, to increase the debate, I think that's useful. But at the same time, that video seemed to suggest that it was pretty much 100% the left's fault. When you can't rid responsibility of the people that have led to hate crimes rising since the Brexit and the US election vote. I think whoever is on the opposite side of this liberal side that he was talking about, I think they're not free of blame either. But I mean, there's talks of a lot of Trump supporters being that kind of shy Trump supporter,
yeah,
told not to admit their allegiance in public or online or anything, and which is why, you know, polling is essentially dead in politics at the moment. So it's a tricky one. I think obviously you don't want to, if you're told by a group of people that you're stupid and wrong, then yeah, you will become entrenched. You will rally against it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, very much, I don't have all the answers, Jake.
Well, that's kind of why we called you, mate. A little bit disappointed, to be honest with you. It's not gone very well.
I'm actually going to reveal all the answers on Sam Delaney's show. I'm sorry.
Oh, fine! Fine! Who are the great satirists from your point of view? Who do you like as a satirist? And it can be current or from times past.
I don't know, really. I think nothing in... Well, I grew up with kind of the day-to-day and that kind of generation. I think, you know, you see on Twitter at the moment a lot of headlines being shared around with a picture of Chris Morris next to them, because it is Michael Heseltine denying that he strangled his mother's dog. It's a story that has come directly out of Brass Eye.
It does make you wonder, is satire over? I mean, really, when you've got headlines like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, Robin. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure, mate.
And keep on keeping on with all your satires and business. If people want to follow you on Twitter, by the way, where can they find you?
Robin J. Morgan. Robin J. A. Y. Morgan, because the person who has just the letter J can rot in hell.
Okay, that's fine. We'll be sure to pass that on. Thank you very much, Robin Morgan, fighting talk there, with his take on satire. I have to say, the day-to-day was brilliant. When it was good, it was so good.
I've just watched all the Brass Eyes again.
Have you?
And they're so good.
They are good. What I quite like is that there's a sort of scattergun element to the humour in them, in that it's not just trying to be sort of politically satirical. It's not always highbrow. They have mad ideas like bomb dogs. Or do you remember the bomb dog one?
Whereby
like a dog is fed explosives and then they spray resin over it, and then I can't remember. And they totally lifted that in Westworld last night. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
Sorry, Cass just screamed in my ear. No spoilers! there's no bomb dog in Westworld, all right? That's not a spoiler. Might be a bomb horse. I'm just saying. Just saying. Might not be. And I couldn't believe it when it turned out that... Okay, we have to go to the news. Put your fists away, Cass. Yes, after the news, we've still got lots to come. We've got an exclusive interview about two of the I'm a Celebrity contestants. We're going to be talking about online petitions. Cornelius has done some stellar work in finding some of the most remarkable online petitions.
There's some good stuff
you
out
can
there.
Sign it. These are worth sticking around for. We've got Batmobile Chat. It's the fun new strand that no one's talking about. And our new quiz, You Play, We Pay. And boy, is one of us going to pay. The basic premise is it's a topical news quiz. And I shall have a contestant answering on my behalf. Cornelius, you shall have a contestant answering on your behalf. And whoever loses, like, say it was your contestant, if they lose, you, Cornelius, have to pay the forfeit.
Pay what, money?
No. See this? Hang on. It's under the papers. Look. There.
What are those?
Those are
chilies.
Bird's eye chilies.
On.
Bird's eye chilies. And one of us is going to be eating one of them.
Are they really hot, like famously
they're
hot?
They're quite fearsomely hot.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. Sort of saving that for the end of the show because I might not be able to speak. Anyway, we've got the latest news headlines coming up.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking. Get your weekday morning started
with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
This month at TradePoint, it's tool time with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Bring home your best Christmas with Wilko, with great prices on a huge range of fabulously festive products. Bring home the kitchen essentials to cook, serve and enjoy the Christmas dinner. Bring home the festive makeover with Christmas lights, decorations and trees. And bring home toys, games and gifts to put a smile on everyone's face. Find them all in-store or online at wilko.com. This year, bring home your best Christmas. Where there's a Wilko, there's a way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Very good afternoon to you. It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jake Yap, in for John Holmes for today only. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, tram going triple speed limit before crash. Is Britain turning into an us and them society? And Clarkson's claims are dismissed.
Talk Radio.
A tram which crashed in South London, killing 7 people, was travelling at 3.5 times the speed limit when it derailed. The Rail Accident Investigation Branch has published its interim report. Talk Radio's Robin Schoenhofer reports.
12.5 miles an hour was the limit for the curve it was approaching in Croydon. It went into it at 43.5 miles an hour. No evidence has been found of any track defects or problems with the tram's brakes. The RAIB's issued urgent safety advice saying trams should be forced to slow down sooner before the bend. It's still possible that criminal charges could be brought over the crash.
A court's heard how the man accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox, said, "It's me," when he was caught. Thomas Mayer denies murdering the Labour Party. The Labour politician outside a constituency surgery in West Yorkshire in June. Jeremy Corbyn claims the government has no plan for Brexit. The Labour leaders called on the Prime Minister to give better answers over what will happen when the UK leaves the EU. Theresa May hit back, saying she's getting on with the job while he's not up to it. MPs and charities have called the findings of a report on social mobility damning, saying it shows worrying divisions in Britain. The government has been warned many people don't believe they have a fair chance of moving up the ladder. Alan Milburn is the chair of the Social Mobility Commission.
Kids who are assessed at 5 years of age of having low ability from a wealthy background and nonetheless earn 35% more than kids from a poor background who are assessed as being really bright. So that tells you that there's something wrong, not just in our education system and our labour market, but in our society.
And Stuttgart Airport has denied Jeremy Clarkson's claims that he was blocked from boarding a flight because the worker on the gate was from Argentina. The presenter caused controversy when filming Top Gear in the country because the number plate of the car he was driving appeared to make reference to the Falklands conflict.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunny spells and blustery showers turning wintry over the Highlands. Dry in London and the South East with highs of 13 degrees.
Yeah, did it.
Well done. Thanks. I was going to clap.
Just had a comfort break. Should we get there? Have we done the sport? I literally have no idea what's happened. What did I miss?
Yet.
What happened? Oh, good. Should we do the sport?
Yeah.
All right, it's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate believes he's done what was asked of him as interim England manager. He's unbeaten in his four games in charge, despite seeing his side concede late goals to draw 2-2 with Spain at Wembley last night. The Football League says it's decided not to go ahead with plans to restructure the league pyramid. Proposals have been put forward to move from four divisions to five, and they've decided to put the idea on hold after the Football Association ruled out staging more FA Cup games in midweek. England cricket captain Alistair Cook says they'll wait until just before tomorrow's second test against India before deciding if to make changes to the side. Fast bowler Chris Wokes is an injury concern and could be replaced by James Anderson. And Great Britain have been named as the world's best team at this summer's Rio Olympics. They were recognised at the Association of National Olympic Committees Awards in Doha. Team GB's women's hockey players also won the Best Female Team Award. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. Broadcasting Talk Radio in more languages than the World Service. It's Jake Yap here with you until 4 o'clock. Also with me is Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello, nice to have you here. We've got lots coming in this last hour. In fact, all the bits I've been looking forward to the most. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to be talking about I'm a Celebrity. Cornelius, you've been watching it?
No.
Okay.
I really like it, though, but I just haven't been able to catch any of this.
Oh, man, it's the best show. And it never fails. We've got online petitions. Cornelius has found the best, worst online petitions, and they are quite incredible. We've got Batmobile Chat. All your questions, comments and queries for anyone owning a Batmobile or thinking about owning one. We've got all the answers, hopefully. I stand corrected. Anyway, and we've got our fun new quiz. You play, we pay. It's not the Richard and Judy version. So, is it? Have we got Gabriella ready? Is she there? Brilliant. Is that why her name's up on the screen? Listen, I don't really like being discriminated against on the basis of ability. Okay, Cass? I don't, you know? Just because I'm not competent as a presenter, I don't think there's any reason why you should be giving me such short shrift. Unbelievable. Anyway, I normally do Sunday mornings where people don't pay attention to that sort of thing. It's a sort of social action project what radio is doing. At 8 o'clock, we have a lot of fun. It's me and Laura Shaven. It'd be lovely if you'd join me. Now, really on the front of all the red tops this morning, there's something about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's just, you know, it's just a big cultural event. I would say it's probably the most exciting bit of voting to take place in the last, well, this year, really. There are two people in the jungle who are connected to one woman who's connected to us here at Talk Radio. She's a producer and she's called Gabriella and she's very nice. Are you there, Gabriella?
I am indeed, yes.
Well, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, this is interesting because you know quite well, having worked extensively with both Larry Lamb and yes. Martin Roberts.
That's true, yes.
Amazing. And yet, prior to now, you've never seen I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, is that right?
No, you could say that I'm a celebrity virgin. I mean, I watched.
You could say that. I don't think I'd say that. so this must be like you're watching this in almost the most unique way imaginable, i.e. you've never seen it before, but seeing it with people that you know really well, which I can't imagine what that's like.
It's slightly surreal, and I have to say, until I saw the papers this morning, I was quite, you know, I just find it, yeah, it's lovely, Larry's in there, he's the kind of guy who always finds a solution to everything, so I was just like, oh yeah, he'll be all right. And then I read the papers, and I see that Martin is rumoured, or now it's confirmed, that he's going to be in the show, and I'm absolutely terrified. Now, my feelings have gone from, you know, oh, this is really interesting, oh, what a lovely show, oh, Larry's in it, oh, that's great, so lovely to see him, to, oh my gosh, you can't be serious, Martin is going there? Like, Martin Roberts, who is absolutely terrified of heights.
So this is, let's just explain, this is Martin Roberts who presents, what's your show called at the weekend here on Talk Radio?
Home Rule, every Saturday, 11 till 1.
There we go, right off the tongue. But also does Homes Under the Hammer on BBC yeah. One, and this is a nice house here, but it's a bit of a fixer-upper, probably want to get rid of the homeless man in the corner. How is he going to fare? What are his weak points?
Oh my gosh, how long have we got? I mean, I love Martin to bits, but I cannot see him in the jungle. I mean, he's afraid of heights, and I'm not just
You're kidding me.
No, he's terrified. So you know that task? Well, the task that they had to do at the beginning on Sunday, which, you know, like I said, it was the first time I watched, and I there was parts, moments where I couldn't look at it, and I'm not afraid of heights. So if
this was where they were walking out on a platform. It was like a wobbly platform at the top of a building, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, a very, very high building.
It looked horrendous.
So I think that is where Martin would have ended. He would have been like, right, that's it, I'm not doing that. I think he would have said that. And then,
I would just to butt in there, I mean, I'd make the point that he hosts his radio show here on Talk Radio from a treehouse.
Yes, but the treehouse is not very high. You know, it's probably a story high, not even.
I reckon he's been shifting it up a few inches.
You reckon? Has he been practicing? Well, if he has, he hasn't told me. So okay. As far as I know, he's scared of heights, like, quite seriously.
Wow.
And then there's something that's even worse. He's claustrophobic.
He's claustrophobic.
So you know that task that they did the other day? When was it? Monday night? About going and all the insects being, you know, thrown onto your head and whirled.
Yeah, they had to go into a very small, confined space in the dark and have 120,000 creatures thrown on them.
Yeah.
And they sang Spice Girls songs to get through it, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, I don't know what was... Anyway, that was a bit surreal, yes. But apart from the fact that I'm pretty sure Martin would have known the words to that song, but there's no way he would have lasted, not even a second. In fact, he wouldn't have made it in. No way. And so bearing the height problem and the claustrophobia, and I tell you one more thing. He's going to probably hate me, and I hope he never, ever, ever listens back to this interview.
Don't
but
mind.
But there's one little additional problem that he probably doesn't admit, but he's slightly hypochondriac.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, only a little bit. But,
there's stories in the papers today. There are venomous spiders and snakes in the camp. There were 8 of them they found in a camera hide, and they're like, they will kill you in 15 minutes, these spiders.
Oh,
and a poisonous snake right by the entrance and exit.
I hope Martin can't read the papers right now.
Why is he doing this?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know. I didn't even know he was going.
There's not that much money to be had out of it, though, is there, really?
Oh,
from the stories
no way.
You read. It's not
no
that much money.
I have a feeling. I think it has to be. It has to be to do with his kids. Because his kids, I'm pretty sure they love that program. They love Strictly. They love I'm a Celebrity. So I'm pretty sure he's doing it for the kids. Although I'm not sure. It's a bit of a twisted way of sort of pleasing your kids.
I'm going to make you proud by debasing myself, biting the heads off witchetty grubs. I'll just take them down the park and play football, really, but... Yeah, you know.
Well, yeah, so I have no idea. I'm literally terrified for him. I couldn't believe it. This morning when I saw that, I was like, no, this is a joke. And then I tried to call him, and then it went to voicemail. So then I was like, and then I saw the photo of him hugging a koala. So I thought, right, so this is real.
Yeah, the koala, mate. No, that koala was photoshopped. The whole thing's a trick. It's like the moon landings. I'm not crazy. I've got pains in my head. the thing is, Gabriella, you've slightly, I mean, as Martin's friend, I think you've sort of fallen into a bit of a trap here. I mean, not one that I'd set it in anyway. Well, the thing is, because you won't know this, because you haven't seen I'm a Celebrity before.
Right.
But the British public really exercise their most sadistic and brutal impulses. Mm-hmm. It's like a 2-week hate, really, where what they'll do is they'll find the weak one, the one that screams the most.
Oh, no.
And they will put them up again and again and again for every challenge.
No, please
so
don't.
So you telling us that he can't handle heights or confined spaces.
Oh, dear.
If anyone is listening to this, they're going to be like, right, I'm voting for him.
Well, so, look, you know, a Scarlet, she's quite scared, but she's doing pretty well, so he might prove me wrong.
Yep. let's talk about Larry then, because Larry is already sort of, he's been doing really, really well. To start with, the guy's 70 years old and he was doing squats with a man on his back.
Yes, he was. And it does not surprise me one bit. I mean, Larry is a sort of man, so first of all, he is, you know, he is ready for anything, he's solution driven, he always surprises us. But I tell you something about Larry. When I first started working with him on a different radio station, I remember all the girls and the colleagues and everyone was going, oh my gosh, you know, Larry Lamb is going to be on the show. Everyone's so excited. And I was just like, Yeah, all right, big deal. I mean, I am an EastEnders fan, so of course, you know, he was the big baddie in EastEnders. He was, you know, playing the character Archer Mitchell. So, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, great, you know, sort of thing. But I wasn't particularly bothered about the fact that he was joining the station and then we would be working together.
Hmm.
Until the day he turned up. He literally lit the room. He's that kind of man. He's got right. such an amazing aura about him. He can lit up a room with just his smile. And yeah. I tell you what, he looked at me and he looked at my name badge and he said, oh, Italiana. And he spoke to me in fluent Italian. Now, I'm Italian, as you know.
Yes.
Literally, my knees just, you know, just started wobbling. I was like, wow, yes. that was it.
Did you find know, yourself somewhat?
You had me at hello.
Yes.
That was it. And he is just incredible. So he can lit up a room like that.
Mm.
He will find up, you know, he will be, he is exactly how he's coming through, like really strong, but really honest, very sort of, you know, ready for anything.
Mm. Would you describe yourself as solution driven?
I try to be, yes.
I think that's nice. so are you going to get... No, nothing. Are you going to keep watching? Are you going to vote? Is not your heart split in twain? I mean, when it comes down to the wire in the final, when you've got Martin Roberts and Larry Lamb,
right.
who are you going to vote for? It's like Sophie's Choice all over again, isn't it?
Listen, when you have a second kid and you'd be asked which one is your favourite...
Yeah, first one.
Really?
Well, I haven't got a second one, so it's easy for me to say that now.
Well, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, you know, I
oh, so Larry, right? He's your first child.
No, because that's what you level. Said. You said you'd choose the first child, but I'm pretty sure that 99.9% of the people listening to this now would agree that you can't choose, you know?
Well, so who are you going to vote for? All right.
Well, I always say, let's cross that bridge when you come across it. So we don't know who's going to be in the final, do we?
No,
so
no,
I'll have to worry about that. It's, you know, it's a bit like when Italy plays England. I mean, I live here and I'm Italian. So sometimes anyway, you know what I mean.
But it was fun watching you painting yourself into a corner.
Yes.
Gabriella, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. And yes, well, let's root for Larry and particularly Martin, since, you know, he's very much on brand here at Talk Radio.
Yes. Can I give a little plug to the show? You can listen to the best of Martin on Saturday.
The best of all of a sudden. Yeah.
Well,
how hastily you're cobbling that one together.
Well, that's what I'm working on now.
All right, brilliant. We'll put the bits in that have got me in it. Thank you very much. That was Gabriella, a producer here at Talk Radio and friend to Larry Lamb and Martin Roberts, who, is going to be doing a bit of a fixer-upper job on Jungle Camp tonight. What do you think of...
Is he in yet?
I think he goes in tonight.
Okay.
I think it's been announced.
Why is he late?
Well, they do that thing. He's
late
don't they
to
do
the
that
jungle.
Thing where they stick one in a little bit later on.
But it's only just started.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't understand.
On,
yeah,
it?
It's like I don't. It's not the world's biggest twist, is
well,
it?
You've got to get your money's worth, haven't you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Page 11. Hang on. Oh, I found a fact about him. Oh, I was going to ask Gabriella about that, but he's written children's books. Did you know that?
Who? Martin Roberts.
He's written children's books, and they're all different villes. So someone who lives in Tiredsville and Sadsville. And I guess we know who lives in Claustrophobesville. It's Martin Roberts. After the break, we've got... oh, my God, is it really Batmobile chat already? Gosh, that's crept up on us quickly. How exciting! Batmobile chat after this.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits. Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Higher purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester, there's an issue on the clockwise M60. The entry slip from the A663 is closed at junction 21. That's because of a shed load of breeze blocks which have fallen onto the slip roads. No change for the clockwise M25 in Essex. Three of the four lanes near the Brook Street roundabout at junction 28 remain closed after an accident involving a couple of lorries. The Homebush Road through St Austell in Cornwall is very heavy. That's because of roadworks, but better news to finish on. The A48 in Bridge End has reopened after an accident between the Red Hill and the Parr roundabouts. I'm Jarena Adams.
Black Friday comes early at Morrison's, with selected 5-litre beer kegs for £10 each. Choose from Budweiser Budvar, Old Speckled Hen or Old Golden Hen. Black Friday comes early, only at Morrison's.
Majority of stores while stocks last. Varies online. Max 2, ends 20th of November. Please drink responsibly.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes until 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney will be here after that. John is back tomorrow, by the way. They're just removing the compass I jabbed into his thigh. What can I say? I'm hungry for this. We've got various bits and pieces still to get through today. We're going to be talking about online petitions, the funniest ones that there are, and they're really, really good. We've got our fun new quiz, You Play, We Pay. It's a sort of quiz about the week's news. A couple of contestants hoping to win big, or really we're just hoping they don't lose, because if they lose, we have to pay a forfeit. I'll make it all abundantly clear at some point. But first, it's time for the... I haven't got a jingle for this. This is something I've been doing on Sunday morning on The Breakfast Show for a while. I haven't got a jingle, so I can try and do something live. Cornelius, shall I do this?
Yeah, I mean, that always sounds terrible, so go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, that's actually quite good.
Batmobile thought... chat! Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's time for Batmobile chat with Jake and Cornelius. This is a fun little spot for anyone who owns a Batmobile or is thinking about owning a Batmobile. Of course, it's a lot of fun, but comes with its own challenges, doesn't it? Oh, I think we can all relate to that. So for all you Batmobile owners out there, we've had a couple of emails through this week. Incidentally, you can email. It's jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk. Always appreciate it. And it's always a very lively forum for a Batmobile chat. Questions and queries. Someone's emailed and says, "Hi, Jake. Thanks for another great show." You're welcome. "And advice on the Batmobile with reference to the chap searching for a replacement parcel shelf. My Haynes manual suggests that a 1964 Ford Anglia shelf should also fit. Have you got a Batmobile, haven't you, Colin?
Yeah, that's right. Just in my garage at the moment.
Oh, really? Not up and running yet?
No, we've had lots of problems with the exhaust pipe.
The exhaust, it's always the first thing that goes on the Batmobiles.
It keeps overheating and then leaking.
Oh,
and, it fills with smoke, and I'm not sure really what to do about it.
Is it bright red or bright green smoke, which I find you usually get with Batmobiles?
Yeah, it's green, yeah.
I always check the boot for Riddlers, because the Riddler will sometimes hide in the back, and that can cause the green smoke. Chris has emailed and also says, "Dear Jake, just wanted to check the emissions category for the new rocket turbine powered Batmobile models. Obviously the Mark 1. Oh, he's got a Mark 1. I bought in the 60s, doesn't meet any standards. Most clearly demonstrated while trying to swap an 8-track cartridge. Remember those? When I accidentally engaged the afterburner, melting a string of shopping trolleys in the Waitrose car park. Easily done. And I have to say, they were very nice about it. I expect everyone has similar experiences. Have you ever done that? Engaged the afterburner in the wrong place?
Oh, all the time.
Awful. I had that time outside that orphanage. Really, really terrible. Keep your questions and queries about Batmobile ownership coming to jake.yamp@talkradio.co.uk. Something to watch for is the grey imports, of course. You know, if you're importing a Batmobile, and a lot of people do, you can save quite a bit of money even after Brexit.
Well, what I'm worried about is the new low emission zone standard in London, and whether I can upgrade my capacitor in the Batmobile to fit with it.
I'd say forget it, mate. Absolutely,
really?
Forget it. You know, you'd probably be better off just taking the... Have you got a bat cycle?
No.
I see. That's where they really come into their own, the bat cycles. Cass in my ear there suggesting a bat plane for a low emission zone. Hello. Spot the non-Batmobile owner. Cass, if you were going to buy a Batmobile, what Batmobile would you buy? What sort of era? What if we use the classic Batmobile?
It would probably have to be Michael Keaton era.
The Michael Keaton era Bat...
Yeah.
Good luck getting that insured. Terrible.
Oh, yeah? What have you got?
Well, I've got a couple, you see. I've got a 1969 Batmobile from the Adam West period.
Does that come with the shark repellent?
It does come with shark repellent. Yes, it does.
So lucky.
Yeah. And it's got the thing that does the shooty things out the back.
What about the flippy top red button on the gear stick, where like nails come out the back?
Now that was only on the Japanese model, which was the one featured in the film. But
that was the limited
standard Batmobiles.
That was a limited edition, wasn't it? You'd never get hold of that.
I mean, you can, but silly money, isn't it? Silly money for that.
Yeah, but fire comes out back of mine.
Oh, you want to get that looked at?
And it falls apart in case I need to go down an alley.
That's good. I think the thing to be very careful is about the response times when it comes to how good is it at managing the lowering of the bat hedge to get you into the bat cave. That's the thing you've got to watch for with some of these models. You know, some people are there, you know, I've seen
it's because the fob doesn't have a long range, so as I'm coming around the corner, it doesn't get picked up in time. Sometimes I just go through the hedge.
So you've got a Batmobile with a fob.
Yeah. It's a fob to get the hedge down.
No, that you see, that's very nice. I mean, people will jump on me on Twitter for this, but I think it was 2001 to 2004 they had the fobs, and that was it. I know people are going to tell me I'm wrong there, and I'll stand corrected, but fobs just never worked.
Was it that model as well that they had a problem with the tread in the tyres?
Well, this we see. I was having this conversation in Batmobile chat a few Sundays ago when Dan was asking, "What did you think about putting radials on the Batmobile versus the cross thread?" Now, you and I know what's the biggest problem with a Batmobile: understeer.
Understeer.
And people have been trying to compensate for that by, you know, doing a mix of radials and cross ply thread things. I'm reaching the limit of any knowledge of cars now. There's 3 minutes to go. I wouldn't recommend that because it will invalidate your warranty. That's what I would say about that. So there you go. That's Batmobile chat pretty much done and dusted. Victoria, do you own a Batmobile? No. Okay. Other things to talk about today. we should talk about... keep your suggestions for Trump University courses. Trump University has been in the news today because people have been suing, saying that they were sort of duped into paying $35,000 for courses at Trump University. And we've had some wonderful suggestions for courses that you could try at Trump University. Cornelius, you've got some there, have you not?
Yes, lots coming in. Orange skincare is apparently a course at the Trump Academy University. Sorry, tower labelling.
Tower labelling.
He's very good at that.
That's quite. I think that's just a weekend course, isn't it? That's quite.
Well,
a short
one. Well, yeah, because it's only one word to learn.
Yeah. That's the same as the saying "You're fired" 101.
Mm.
I think that's just a weekend residential thing. So pretty good. If you've got any more suggestions for Trump University courses, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can get in touch.
She says half of last year's so-called deals were cheaper in the months before and after the event. The weather becoming windier with blustery showers of snow over northern hills. Dry in the south and east tonight with lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be cold and windy with a mix of sunshine and showers. Highs of 12 this morning in half an hour.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I've got a hole in both armpits of my jumper.
Oh, yeah. But have you been gesticulating too much?
I've been doing a lot of gymnastics. A lot of work on the rings.
And you, will you do that during the adverts?
I do a lot of work on the rings. Mm. It's Jake Yap here, in for John Holmes, until 4 o'clock, or possibly sooner. Please still keep your Trump University course ideas coming, because they've been a lot of fun. Thank you for those. In the meantime, though, we were thinking about online petitions. People are still doing this clicktivism thing, aren't they? Mm. Where signing online petitions. And the thing is, because anyone can sign them up, I mean, it's a wonderfully democratic thing, but of course it means that anyone can set up a petition about anything at all. And Cornelius, you found some amazing ones, right?
Yeah, I've been on the website all this morning having a good look around, and there's some pretty brilliant ones that are going through at the moment. Give status to police dogs and horses as police officers.
Are you serious?
I'm guessing they want like uniforms for the dogs and horses, and little badges, paychecks, pensions.
I was going to say meetings. Do they want to have meetings? Is that
paperwork? All the paperwork. The end of the day, they have to do a lot of paperwork.
Demand my P45. Does that mean that police officers should have the same rights as police dogs? I mean, are they allowed to like just poo in the street, or you know, is that
maybe? But that's just got under 123,000 signatures.
What?
Which is above the threshold for being considered for a debate in Parliament.
Wow.
I don't think they've made a decision on whether they're
going to do it. I feel like that's a thing in the States. Is that a thing in the States?
I'm not sure, but they have like these. Well, they do it here in the UK as well. They have passing out ceremonies for dogs and stuff, and like the police officers will take their dogs and they'll have a big parade. But there's lots of them. This one has 946 signatures. Give legal rights to aunties and uncles. This is a genuine accepted one.
They already legal have rights of what?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. These are just written by anyone, so they can quite often be quite
just,
poorly
just
written.
Just legal status. I just want...
Yeah.
I'm a legal uncle.
882 people... This is as of this morning when I took these numbers. Want to allow British people to bear arms again.
Oh, how many has that got, did you say?
882.
Crikey.
This one...
I wonder if... Do you sign petitions anonymously? No, you don't. The whole point is that you know... It's just a handy way of finding out lots of information about a certain tranche of... society, isn't it?
Mm, wow. You'll like this one. 11,000 signatures for put a vegan meal on every school, college, university, hospital and prison menu.
I'm signing. How many has that got?
11,469 as of this morning.
I want to sign that one.
Why? Are you planning on going to
prison and
school,
hospital and
college,
school. Yeah, yeah,
university,
yeah.
Hospital and prison?
It starts at school and then rapidly goes to hospital and then prison. hey, this is... I just had a look, right? Mm. Police dogs in the United States. It's a crime to assault a police animal. Well, I just think it's a crime to assault any animal, right?
Mm.
Yet, despite common belief, police dogs are not treated as police officers for the purpose of the law. Okay. Attacking a police dog is not punishable in the same manner as attacking a police officer. So when in doubt, go for the dog. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. What else you got?
But on this website, right, yeah. Obviously there's some rules, because otherwise the petitions will get rejected from the start. You have to be allowed in for more than five people to start signing your thing.
Okay.
And they can get rejected for a number of reasons, including if they're not clear. If the government are not responsible for the subject matter,
right.
If it's a purely personal issue, any advertising, nonsensical or jokes. So these are some rejected ones.
Oh, you got rejected ones?
Yeah, yeah. So these are people that have submitted these petitions.
And they've been kicked back for being too silly.
Yes. Stop people putting up Christmas decorations before December the 1st.
I mean, come on. I launched Scud.
What was that?
In a former life. It was SCUD. Stop Christmas until December.
Oh, really?
Scud. I didn't even get... How many... Oh, they didn't get any signatures.
It's not... These aren't allowed to get any signatures.
Okay.
Bring the knit nurse back to public schools.
They should do that. They should do that.
Mm. You said how
what
these...
How is that not...
I don't know why it's not allowed. It could be because there's already a similar petition going.
Oh, okay.
But I would be surprised. Now, you were saying that these are a great sort of vehicle for democracy.
Absolutely.
I think some people have misunderstood it.
Okay.
Invite Barack Obama to become the UK Prime Minister. Just invite him.
Mate. Come on.
Just send him a Facebook message. Someone's also asked for a second US presidential election.
Oh, what?
That is the 14th Amendment, isn't it? Is
That's right.
If enough people in Britain sign a petition. Add lights to the Nats Lane skate park in Billingshurst.
Too right. I have been saying this for years.
Yeah, you have.
No one will listen. Amazing.
Bring back Spitting Image, the satirical puppet TV show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, someone tried to do that. Oh. Make Costa bring back the white hot chocolate. this is my favourite title of all of them.
Okay.
Ban the Coca-Cola truck from visiting the UK. Time to get serious. It's just that, just after a cola. Time to get serious.
It's time to get serious about trucks. Don't have any more truck levity.
No, give Jeremy Clarkson a knighthood was rejected. Why?
Interesting.
Why would you reject that, though? Is it a...
Because Parliament doesn't decide on knighthoods.
But they did debate...
But they could make him a lord.
Philip Green.
They could make him a lord, but they couldn't make him a knight.
Mm. And finally, this is my favourite thing about them, is that they're all written by any people.
By anyone.
And anyone can write them.
Yeah.
And
it's like folk music. You know, there's a... You know, Tom Lehrer? Mm. He was a brilliant songwriter. Well, he's actually a genius. He taught advanced mathematics at Harvard University.
Okay.
And then started writing funny songs for That Was the Week That Was in the 60s. Really beautiful, funny songs. And he was a brilliant pianist. And he did a nice joke where he said, the problem with folk music is it was written by the people. And that's sort of the problem with petitions now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is the one, in at number one as far as you're concerned.
So this is the title. I'll okay. tell you the subject matter. What they want is, this person wants the death penalty for anyone who uses a mobile phone whilst driving.
Okay.
But he's missed out quite an important detail in his title.
Okay.
Death penalty for using a mobile phone. Tougher penalties are needed.
Well, I agree. I wholeheartedly, we shouldn't be using them. We shouldn't be using them. Kids should be going outside all the time. I hate that thing about, you know, there's a thing today about how kids are spending more time online than watching TV.
Yeah.
And say, oh, well, I'd like them to just go outside. I saw a guy on Sky News this morning saying, well, what's wrong with flying a kite and stuff? And Sarah Jane Mee, the host, was brilliant because she just indirectly said, it's not 1956. It was brilliant. Anyway, well, thank you very much for rounding those up. I really appreciate that. I'm going to submit a petition to give you a knighthood for services to online petitions. After we catch up with the latest traffic and travel, I'm very excited. We've got the new game that everyone's going to be talking about. You play, we pay. One of us is going to be eating a bird's eye chili on air within the next 18 minutes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it, taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car, waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car, waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car, listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on 3x2-inch sawn easy edge timber for only 99 pence per metre ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Greater Manchester, there's an issue on the clockwise M60. The entry slip from the A663 is closed at junction 21. That's because of a shed load of breeze blocks which have fallen onto the slip roads. No change for the clockwise M25 in Essex. Three of the four lanes in the Brook Street roundabout at junction 28 remain closed after an accident involving a couple of lorries. The Homebush Road through St Austell in Cornwall is very heavy. That's because of roadworks, but better news to finish on. The A48 in Bridgend has reopened after an accident between the Red Hill and the Par roundabouts. I'm Gerina Adams.
Black Friday comes early at Morrison's, with selected 5-litre beer kegs for £10 each. Choose from Budweiser Budvar, Old Speckled Hen or Old Golden Hen. Black Friday comes early, only at Morrison's.
Majority of stores while stocks last. Varies online. Max 2, ends 20th of November. Please drink responsibly.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. He'll be back tomorrow from 1. Do join him then. Cornelius will be with him, of course, who joins me in the studio along with a handful of bird's eye chilies. Now, these are those long, thin, cruel looking chilies. And one of us within the next 30 minutes is going to eat one raw and uncut. Because it's time to play our little quiz. You play, we pay. It's not like the Richard and Judy thing. It's basically a quiz about the week's news. We've got multiple choice questions. And we have two players. And each of them is going to be assigned to either me or Cornelius. And whoever loses is going to compel me or Cornelius to eat one of these chilies as the forfeit. So they get to play and we have to pay. So we have our two contestants. Let's talk first of all to Jade. Hello, Jade.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem.
Let's do some, you know, classic game show preamble chat.
Yeah, why not?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a children's entertainer.
You're a children's entertainer. That's awesome. Yeah. What sort of age range do you do?
Well, I sort of do schoolwork, so it's all sort of key stage 1 and 2, so between sort of 4 and 11.
Now, what do you have a persona that you do this? Are you called Madam Chicken Lady or Mrs. Pullet?
No, it's not quite that bizarre. It's more sort of, you know, when a theatre company comes into your school and does an educational show all about something to do with whatever you're learning about.
Oh, right.
That's what I do.
Oh, okay. So what did you have specialist topics? What things have you done in the past?
Oh, we've covered lots of history-type stuff, because people like to have history brought to life through performance. So we've done ancient Greeks, ancient Rome, World War II. But at the moment, we're doing a show encouraging reading, and that's pretty good.
Okay. I was sort of imagining, like, you know, the cholera epidemic in London. It's just you lying there vomiting and having diarrhea. I'm sorry. It sounds like a lot of variety, which sounds really good. So we're going to find out who you're assigned to directly. But first of all, let's talk to our other contestant, and that's Shona. Hello, Shona.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for joining us. All right. So what do you do for a living? Do you pretend to be dying of consumption for children? Or?
No, I don't, actually, but that does sound fun. I'm working in an art gallery.
In an art gallery?
Yeah, doing like a big art prize for emerging artists.
Ooh, classy. Can we ask what the prize is?
You win some money.
How much?
You win £1,000.
I've got an idea. I've got an idea for an art thing. I've got an idea for an installation. Yeah.
Fabulous.
It's called My Bedroom. Yeah.
That sounds familiar. I mean,
it's not called My Bedroom. It's called My Garage. My garage.
Okay. Yeah.
The space between my garage and the front door. That's what it's called. Can I have £1,000, please?
Well, maybe. We'll just have to see who you're up against. But, you know, if it's great.
Are you an aspiring artist yourself?
No, not at all. I wish. I'm not. Yeah, not an artist.
Oh, well, you just have to endure all of the, you know, self-obsessed people who... I'm not saying artists. I am a bit.
There are some of the nicest people I've ever met are artists, so it's a nice variety.
Well, me too.
Boring here.
All right. Well, that's very magnanimous of you. Now, we have to decide. So here's how it works. We've got a multiple choice question about the week's news. It'll be fine. You'll both be fine.
I don't watch the news, so I'm really sorry to whoever's going to have to eat the chili.
Okay. Well, I'm already deciding who you're going to be representing, Shona. Well, let's have a think. Cass said it simply has to be done alphabetically. So I don't really know how that works. We've got Jade and Shona and Cornelius and Jake. So I'm guessing Jade has to be assigned to Cornelius. Is that how you're thinking of it, Cass? And then, Shona, you'll have to be with me as a J. Shona, I'm begging you.
No, I'm apologising now. I'm going to try my best.
Okay.
Let's do this, Cornelius.
Yeah, come on, Jade.
Right.
Fine. So, I haven't got any jingles or anything because I'm just sort of doing this for the first time, just trying. So, what would happen now is it would go...
Mm-hmm. Oh, tension.
So, just imagine that going on under you.
Mm-hmm. You did
All right. And we'll start. I guess we should start with Cornelius and Jade. So, Cornelius, ask your question to Jade.
Okay, Jade.
I don't want any, like, mad emphasisms on, you know, the right answer at the multiple choice, all right?
It's very difficult because they're in bold on our sheet as well. Okay. So, Jade, your first question.
Yep.
Nigel Farage said last week that the UK needs to mend what with Donald Trump? Was it A, bridges, B, walls, or C, fences?
Oh, nice!
Oh, God. I'm probably going to guess A.
You answered A. Is that correct?
No, it's C.
Yes!
What?
Yeah, I know. That doesn't even make sense, does it?
They don't even call them fences. They call them something else.
I know. What can you do? Them's the break. I'm so happy right now. It's not even funny. Okay, Shona, are you ready for your first question?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Who claims he was banned from a flight from Germany this week? Was it A, Jeremy Clarkson, B, Nigel Farage, or C, Will.i.am?
Oh, my days. I don't know who Will.i.am is, so I'm going to say him.
Oh, Shona.
Banned from a flight. Can you say them again?
No, I'm going to have to take your first answer, aren't I? Really, I'm going to have to say the first one. It was Jeremy Clarkson. It was not Will.i.am.
Oh, Jeremy. Sorry.
Ever-popular host from
The Voice.
That makes
sense.
So it was a nil-nil on round one. Time for round two then, Jade, Cornelius.
Yeah, good work so far, Jade.
Yeah. I think I did well.
Speaking at the Oxford Union, Professor Stephen Hawking said that the human race wouldn't survive another 1,000 years without escaping what? A, Oxford. B, Europe. Or C, our planet.
Oh, I mean, surely he said something as profound as planet. So, I mean, he might be obvious, but C, planet?
It's correct.
Yeah, obviously. Yes. Obviously it's correct.
Brilliant.
Jade, I need you.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat chili. Right. What word has Oxford Dictionaries announced as word of the year? Is it A, Brexit, B, post-truth, or C, foo-foo?
Word of the year.
Yeah.
But the last one, foo-foo.
Yes. I don't write these. I did.
Oh, Brexit word of the year. That would be quite sad. But I think I might go for that.
Oh, Jesus!
Yes!
It's post-truth! No. Somebody else did Brexit a few weeks ago. I think it was Collins. Oh, man. So it's 1-0.
Sorry. How many more questions are there?
152. Stay with us.
Oh, sad. Okay.
I'm kidding. There's three more. Okay, Jade and Cornelius.
Jade, when gigging in Mexico last night, Adele freaked out mid-performance when she saw what flying around the audience? Was it A, a drone, B, a bat, or C, a ghost?
Oh, God. She'd have written a song about the last one, so it wouldn't have been that. Perhaps a drone, eh?
No, it was B, a bat flying around the audience in Mexico at Adele's gig.
Gutted. Sorry, Connie.
That's okay.
Okay, let's do this. Shona. What rare object did archaeologists dig up in Norfolk earlier this week? Was it A, a U2 limited edition iPod, B, coffins made of tree trunks, or C, bowls made of gold?
Where was this, sorry?
Sorry?
Norfolk. They dug up in Norfolk.
Yeah, Norfolk.
Trees made of wood?
Coffins made of tree trunks.
Coffins made of tree trunks.
Is that your answer?
No, bowls of gold. See.
What will I do now? I'm going to take your first answer, which was coffins made of tree trunks.
Was it correct?
Yes.
Oh.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right, let's press on. We're running out of time here now. Come on.
Okay, Jade.
Yep.
Last week, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg said it was a pretty crazy idea that what affected the results of the US election. Was it A, fake news, B, Michael Moore's new film, or C, Hillary's power suits?
Well, because it baffles me that it would ever affect it, I mean, and I'm sorry if it's wrong, but Hillary's power suit.
It's wrong.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to make... this week, the mayor of Clay, North Carolina, resigned after seemingly approving of a Twitter post about Michelle Obama. But how did the tweet describe her? Was it as A, a rhino in a twin set, B, a ape in heels, or C, 5 litres of koi carp sloshing about in a bin bag?
I like the last one, but I don't think it's going to be that.
What are you going for?
I'm going to go for A.
Rhino in a twin set. Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes.
Right, we need a tiebreaker question now.
Okay.
Are we level pegging? I think we are.
Yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah. It's, one apiece.
Okay, pick a question, Cornelius, and the first one to answer correctly will win.
Test your buzzers just quickly.
Check your buzzer.
I've got it.
Okay, here we go.
Disney have amazed fans by finally releasing the trailer to their live-action remake of which animated movie? A.
By the way, shout your name out first so that we know which one of you answered.
Okay.
Fantasia. B. Beauty and the Beast.
Jonah! B.
I heard Jade there first.
I heard Shona first.
Oh, was it Shona?
Yeah.
It was Shona.
I'm going to be courteous. It was Shona first.
I nailed it.
Okay, well, do you know the answer, though?
What's the answer? What's the B, Beauty and the Beast. Is that right?
Beauty and the Beast.
It's correct.
Woo!
Awesome. Hang on. So
Cornelius.
Who won?
Cornelius.
So Shona won.
Shona won. Jade, you lost for Cornelius. And here's your chili. Eat it. Well done. Here it goes. It's going in now.
This is horrific.
How's that?
Oh, it's just that. Oh, no.
They're quite brutal, aren't they?
Come on, Cornelius. The faster you do it, the less it is.
The man is...
Who is this idiot you got to ring in?
With questions like foo-foo.
Jade and Shona, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for taking part. We are totally out of time, but really appreciate you taking part. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to Shona for winning.
Really bad.
Is it bad? Are you all right? He is broken.
Oh.
That's it from us. John Holmes is back tomorrow.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.